live from America's greatest city. Let me introduce you.
WKSC, Chicago.
103.5 KISS FM.
An iHeartRadio station.
It's the Fred Show.
I'm glad that that guy has a hard time saying prices and participation. He kind of, the prices and participation. Like, if you say it fast, it doesn't, like, I can't get it out.
Yeah, I notice you never say it.
No, I never say it, because it doesn't, because I would have to
there's
go.
There's a certain spot that I'm like,
yeah. I cut it out every time, because I would have, because it comes out, prices and participation. It comes out like I'm drunk. Prices and participation. I would have to, like, really enunciate it. Can you say it fast?
Prices and participation.
No. See, it's hard to say.
No. Jason?
Prices and participation.
That's good.
Oh,
that's
wow. Just,
thank you.
You broadcaster?
I was jumping in my head.
Price and participation.
Prices.
No, it's just price.
Oh, really?
Price and participation.
May
price
vary.
And participation.
It's just no, price. Prices and participation may vary.
It's just price.
Price and
participation. But you can spit that out, but Massachusetts is a tough one for you.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Paulina, do you want to try?
Man.
They might charge you different out here. They might not have it at your store.
They will not have it at your store, and it may vary.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah, that's what I should say at the end. It's possible it'll be different price there.
Price.
Thank you.
And if they have it. Participation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know. It just made me feel better about myself right there. Kaylin, hi.
Hey.
Good morning. Fred show's on for Thursday, May 12th. Owner Boner's here.
Hi.
What's going on, Rufio?
Hey.
Paulina Rowe.
Hi.
Showbiz Shelley in a little bit. The Entertainment Report in about 15 minutes. We'll do headlines in trending stories. Before that, what are you working on, Kaylin?
Was Selena Gomez throwing shade at Hailey Bieber? I think she might have been. I'll tell you what happened.
All right, we'll get to it in a few. Got Lala tickets today, Swedish House Mafia, Pride in the Park, money, more stuff. Duff Cameron, Fred Show is 103.5 KISS FM, Chicago's number one hit music station. We were talking, I don't know if it was on or off the air yesterday. I know it was off the air, but Bob, that show Pimp Your Ride on MTV.
Yeah.
Where they used to, go find some hoopty, some, like, I don't know, really crappy card somebody had, and then they would take it into the, what was it, West Coast Customs or whatever, and then they exhibit, and the crew would turn it into something totally different. And sometimes it looked cool, but usually it was ridiculous. So just for fun, I looked up, and somebody actually ranked the worst Pimp Your Ride, like, renovations or whatever you want to call them of all time. Number 8 on the list was when they took a, what did they take? They took another kind of car, a Ford Escort, and they made it look like a BMW, even though it was still a Ford Escort.
Like the body on the outside looked like a BMW.
Yeah, they made it look like a BMW. It's still Ford, though, so I don't know why they did that. In another one, they, Pimp Your Ride decided to put some sort of a smoke emitter in the back of the car to just so that it smoked everywhere, so it looked like, I don't know, it looked like you were burning oil. But it just, the back of the car just emitted this thick white smoke down the road as it went for no reason.
They would take, like, your dumbest interest. Like, I had a smoothie one time in my life. Guess what's in your trunk now?
It's a smoothie king. Well, here's one. They decided to put a chocolate fondue in the back of somebody's car. The car's makeover included its very own chocolate fondue, created to perfectly fit in the trunk for a regular liquid chocolate snack. They put a satellite dish on top of a Land Rover, so it had satellite TV in the car. Here's another one here. What do they do here? They made like a Baja bug, like a green bug out of the thing. I don't know. This is just kind of dumb looking. What's this one? Pink smoke came out of the back of this Pimp Your Ride.
Sick.
Yeah, this one. A 300-pound jackhammer subwoofer. They put that in the back of one of the cars.
A jackhammer.
And then they put those, like, fancy doors that go up.
The Lambo
doors? They put Lambo doors like on a Honda doors. Civic.
Yeah.
I want that. Sick. I love that.
It's like the one thing they would never touch. Like, I got a 1984 Honda Civic. The thing does barely runs. Yeah. We don't touch the engine, but you got Lambo doors now.
Yeah, the car still doesn't run, but you got Lambo doors. This one had a CD player, DVD player, PlayStation 2 sound system, and leather massage seat, in addition to the Batwing doors. To make it look kind of, they're trying to go for a DeLorean look on this thing, but it's still a Honda Civic. Pimp your ride. Trending stories. We'll come back and do them next. The entertainment report is on the way as well. Good morning.
Fred Show.
Fred Show on 103.5 Kiss FM. Oh. This is what's trending.
Look at Rufio with that dynamite drop in there. Encouraging hydration to be safe out there.
And then as Caitlin says, sunscreen as well, too. You know, yeah. Keep that skin safe.
It's a hot one.
It's a hot one. Why you talk like that?
Well, that's a hot one. I may have to listen to it. No, I may not. I don't need to hear that. If I never hear that Matchbox 20 song again, I'm okay.
Oh, Santana,
though, right?
Or is it Santana and Rob Thomas? Yeah. Okay, yeah, well, whatever.
The best friends.
It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
They talk every day. You didn't know.
Literally.
Yeah, they do.
I haven't stopped thinking about that fact since I learned it.
That was kind of like the precursor to Nickelback and what's the other one I'm thinking of?
Creed.
Creed, yeah. Singing with your throat only. Yeah, and that you don't have to use your lips at all. There's no need for diction in those songs. No, and then... God, you're such a perv. And today it's Jason Brown with the look on his face.
What?
Normally it's Rufio.
I'm just sitting here.
Today yeah, it's you know what I'm talking
no,
about.
You said throat and diction.
Right, diction, like, lips.
So I can't say a word that even sounds like a,
no,
like a private part without being.
Jason's like, you know how me. You sing with your throat?
Right, yeah. He's like, how you do that?
All right. It's too early for this. It really is. Yesterday's game between the Cleveland Guardians, which sounds kind of weird, and the Chicago White Sox was postponed due to multiple positive COVID-19 test results within the Guardians organization. So that game had to be moved in case, Paulina, I know you were pretty worried about it. And you were trying to go. Because I know you go to all the games.
The Sox game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had 4 tickets to go yesterday.
Yeah, but it was 90.
I know.
Where do you get the from where you get? Do you get the tickets from here and then not use them?
Well, I'm plugged. So I get tickets from everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I got my sources.
Is that why I had to pay to go to the game a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
I was like,
correct.
Why? If you're plugged, then why did I pay to go to the Southside and watch a Sox game?
You don't want
to
support?
I didn't say that, but do you want to support? You're the fan.
Yeah, I bet. I buy tickets. I bought tickets that day with you guys.
Yeah, she paid.
Except you're plugged. You were just bragging about how you get free tickets. And then you're saying to me that I don't support? No, I don't support this. I support. Yeah. How about that? Does that make sense?
Yes and no. So I do pay for my tickets, but if somebody offers, why would I say no?
Oh, I see.
Why would I be like, I'm going to pay for them, but
so
here's some free
tickets.
You
say yes, but then not show up.
Depends on what I'm doing. Paulina. Did you want the tickets or something? Is that
I'll swing through. No,
why?
I just you're bragging about how supportive you are, but then you didn't go. So that's not supportive.
Yeah, well, I couldn't yesterday, unfortunately.
Oh,
but
okay.
You'll see me in these streets, in the Sox streets.
There was no game yesterday.
Well, there wasn't a game.
Yeah,
you weren't going to go.
I had 4 tickets.
Yeah,
we all could have won.
Can we just talk about Tim Anderson and squash this?
TA7?
Yeah.
My man.
Paulina gets her plug, then she goes in the streets.
I got 4 over here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the one standing outside.
Exactly.
You got tickets.
Parking pass.
Yeah.
Hey,
you got 4 tickets for free, but the 4 people that went weren't Paulina. I don't know. If I were a Sox fan, I think Abreu would be my man. Maybe Abreu. Maybe TA7. I don't know. I'm not sure. One of those two. TA's got some. That guy got some swag. I wish he played for the Cubs. Come play for the Cubs, dude.
Stay.
Can we make a trade? I'll trade you 3 hot dogs in an old style for TA7. How about that?
And Jason Hayward, too. You could have him.
Yeah. Big-ass check they pay that guy. Toymaker Mattel announced a new addition to its Barbie doll line, a version that includes a behind-the-ear hearing aid device. The addition is part of the company's Fashionista Barbie line, which Mattel says reflects its commitment to promoting diversity and inclusion with the iconic dolls. The Barbie with the pink hearing device is the first in the line to feature a hearing aid. She joins other dolls in the same line that reflect other conditions. There's a Ken doll that has a skin condition. There's some other stuff too. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
I wish we had that growing up so bad. Just like different looking Barbies. She always had the big boobs and like no waist, blonde hair. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like there was the blonde one. There was the Ken. They were both white and brown hair. And then I think there was a black one when I was growing up. But that was it.
Yeah. Those are your options.
Teresa.
Yeah.
Wasn't Teresa Mexican?
I don't even know
Barbie's
who that
friend.
Is.
Oh.
What's her little sister's name? Skipper?
Skipper! Not Skipper.
Oh, gosh. I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, we were deep in the Barbie game.
Yeah.
Rufio and I.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Teresa.
I think. I was really little, I found my mom's Barbies, and I was like at her grandparents, my grandparents' house. I was very excited about that. You could accessorize, and you could go out and buy outfits, and I thought that was kind of cool. They didn't have anything like that. There was nothing. I couldn't buy outfits for my G.I. Joes. I couldn't accessorize.
Yes, you could.
You can buy outfits for G.I. Joe?
Like the big, like the extra dollar?
I had the little ones.
The action figure one? Yeah. No, that was just a...
Honestly, like every one of my guy cousins liked playing Barbies more than I did. I loved it, or House, or whatever. Like, it should be more normalized to let you guys.
I got no shame in that.
I didn't want to, and they were like, "Can I play with your Barbies?" I'm like, "Yeah, fam. I'm gonna go outside and bite, you know, run the block,
ride
play
the
with sticks. Yeah, I'm gonna go do some chalk."
You hear about this happening every now and again. I guess I'm surprised there weren't even more stories about it like this. But a Canadian lawmaker was caught logging on to a closed parliamentary session from a toilet stall. This guy was involved in a hybrid session of parliament, joining a Zoom-like feed visible only to other parliamentarians, but members grew suspicious of his surroundings. One guy told the House of Commons that a lawmaker, he might be in the washroom. Someone else inside parliament, an allegation, or somewhere inside the parliament itself, I guess. He was actually in the building, but he was going number two. It was an allegation that baffled the Speaker of the House. 3 days later, I guess there was some kind of an investigation on this, and it was confirmed that he was there. He was in the washroom, involved in a governmental meeting in the House of Commons. He apologized and said it was an unfortunate event that arose from a lapse in judgment. I mean, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And then when the parliament's like, yo, it's parliament time, what are you supposed to do?
He went to the meeting.
He did. As long as he didn't turn the camera on.
Right.
But that's the thing, he may have turned the camera on too, which makes it worse, I guess.
How do you speak while you're doing that, though, you know? Like, if you're pushing something out?
I have the floor right now.
Yeah, you'd be able to tell.
I yield my time.
I agree. And then Parliament, they have to wear those wigs like it.
old-timey wigs.
Did he wear the wig?
Wigs.
He wore the whole garb when he was in there. What can you do, you know? Tradition.
I wish they dressed up like founding fathers to sign with
a quill pen. Don't they still do that in, like, England?
I think some places you got to wear, and then, like, in certain judicial settings, you got to wear, like, a bunch of stuff in certain parts of the world.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And the largest white diamond to ever come up for auction has been sold for $21.9 million in Geneva. It's a 228-carat pear-shaped gemstone dubbed the Rock. It came from South Africa. The rock is about the size of a golf ball and was previously worn as a lavish Cartier necklace, by its former owner. Along with the pear-shaped stone, the new owner will receive a round of diamond and platinum pendant mountings from the French luxury brand. The head of Christie's jewelry department in Geneva explained the rock is a unique stone. Often with these large stones, they sacrifice some of the shape in order to keep the weight. This is a perfectly symmetrical pear-shaped form and one of the rarest gems to ever be sold. $21 million. For this thing. And I bet it looks fake. I haven't seen a picture of it. I bet it looks fake. I bet if I saw somebody wearing that thing, I'd be like, that is a gaudy ass costume, Mr. T kind of thing that you bought at Claire's. Or that you wanted one of those, like, eggs. You know, like you put the thing in the.
50 cents in there.
Yeah, you put the money and you twist the thing and a plastic egg comes out. And then the guys or the girl or whomever standing negative, I paid $22 million for that. It's National Fibromyalgia Awareness Day, and this day always makes me laugh. It's National Nutty Fudge Day. I don't know why I think that's funny, but I do. Nutty Fudge is just fun to say. The Entertainment Report after Billie Eilish. In 2 minutes, the Fred Show is on. Good morning.
103.5 KISS FM. The latest entertainment news is on the Fred Show.
MTV announced the nominees for the 2022 MTV Movie and TV Awards with Spider-Man No Way Home and Euphoria leading the pack with 7 each. Aside from Spider-Man, Dune, Scream 5, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, The Adam Project, and The Batman are all nominated for Best Movie as well. Excuse me, Euphoria is nominated for Best Show, Best Performance in a Show for Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney, Best Kiss for Hunter Schafer and Dominic Fike, Best Fight for Cassie vs. Maddie, got Maddie all day, and Best Song for Little Star by Dominic as well. Hopefully they win so we can see them kiss. That was always a fun part of the MTV Awards, you know, when the winners would kiss. What was on? Oh, The Notebook was on last night. Remember when they won?
Yes.
And she jumped on him.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Great movie, Fred. You got to watch it.
The Notebook?
Yes.
That's another one. Add that to the whole Star Wars thing. I just feel like if I never watch The Notebook, then it's just a conversation starter. The same with Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars doesn't actually interest me. I suppose The Notebook is like...
It's good.
Yeah, people say it's a good movie or whatever. I never saw Brokeback Mountain either. For no particular reason. No reason at all.
It's a good movie, yeah.
Again, I never saw it. And then everybody was like, you're
doubling down.
And so then I'm like, no, forget about it. I'm just never going to see it now. Just gods, because then I can say that. But if I see it, then I can't say that anymore, obviously.
What is the last movie you've seen in the theater?
The last movie I saw in the theater. I don't remember. I mean, it's been so long. I think a lot of people haven't been to a movie in a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was something pre-COVID. I don't know. I went to something.
Mine was The House of Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
That monster.
How many nominees are there? How many nominations are there?
None. also nominated in the Best Show category, by the way, Inventing Anna, Loki, Squid Game, Ted Lasso, and Yellowstone. The ceremony will air June 5th at 7 from the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica. MTV will also do that reality show version that same night that they do the awards. Adele has officially moved in with Boo Rich Paul after a year of dating. She shared some pics to the gram, including one where they both held up the keys to their very small, very understated new home. Told you a couple months ago, she dropped $58 million on Sylvester Stallone's Beverly Hills mansion, which sat on the market for like over a year. Adele already owns three other homes in Beverly Hills. I don't know why. Before adding this fourth, the 18,587 square foot home has 8 bedrooms and 12 bathrooms. But yes, now she has 4 homes in Beverly Hills.
I'm sure LeBron James's boy, you know, his agent that she's dating. What was it, Rich Paul's
name?
Rich
Paul, yeah.
I like how you said his boo. The way I heard it was Boo Rich Paul. I'm like, that's a cool ass name. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's her boo.
I mean, I'm sure he has dough, but she has a lot more. So I wonder at what point it's like, I got this. Like, we're buying an 18,000 square foot house. Like, I don't know. Do you want me to throw something in on this? Like, nah, I got this.
I know,
I'm worth $1 billion.
You like, think
I'm
she's
good.
Got more than Rich Paul?
Oh, yeah.
I mean
Adele?
He's got a lot of athletes in Clutch Sports, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's getting a small commission on all of them. I mean, Adele is... Let me see. Adele net worth. Don't worry. I got it, Rufio. Where is the net worth? $220 million.
Okay. You want me to look up Rich's?
Let me see. I got it. Rich. Net worth is $100
million. $120
million. Okay. So half. He's worth half.
Wow.
Which I'm surprised she's not worth more, frankly. I would think Adele would be worth more.
Yeah, but she only really like drops, and she rarely tours. She only really drops her music every couple years. But my favorite question that Andy Cohen always asks like people is like, you know, if they're two really rich friends or like dating, like who picks up the check when you guys go out to dinner? Because it's just like when you're all that rich, how do you decide?
I would guess you just rotate.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know.
Right.
But yeah, I would imagine you don't split it.
I'm
when
sorry.
You're that rich.
I only had one drink.
Well, God. Well, the other funny thing is they probably a lot of times don't even pay. A lot of rich people don't pay. I heard a story once, and again, I can't say if it's true or not, but I believe it. I believe the source and I believe the story. But Michael Jordan, I guess, went into like a nightclub. Or maybe it was in, it was like a trendy restaurant, you know, and it had like a bar or whatever. And he sat there for a few hours and ordered a bunch of booze and food and everything. And then Bill came and he's like, and he just started to walk out. He's like, I'm not paying. And they're like, we have to pay. And supposedly he was like, look at this place. When I walked in, there was nobody here. When I walked out, the place is packed. You're welcome.
That's an insane look. I would never.
And just walked. And like, again, I can't confirm the story, nor can I confirm the dialogue, but it wouldn't surprise me
Sounds
at all.
Right.
And he's also not wrong, but it doesn't mean that you don't have
support.
To support the cause.
Right.
You also have the money. Like, you have more than enough money.
Bless them twice with the crowd you've got and
exactly.
the freaking money that you have.
And then leave a big tip.
Yeah.
Because, like, you wouldn't even know. I mean, I don't know how much that tab was. Let's say it was $5,000, and then you tip another grand and you walk out. Like, who cares? You wouldn't even know.
That's not cool.
Must be nice.
Right.
I know.
Right. Selena Gomez is saying sorry to fans after they accused her of mocking ex-boyfriend Justin Bieber's wife, Hailey, on TikTok after sharing a skincare video similar to the ones posted by Hailey. She made it clear that she wasn't mocking her in any way. She said, this is why I believe in taking care of your mental health. Guys, no idea what I did. did. I'm really sorry. Zero bad intention. Beliebers were real quick to attack her after she posted the video. Despite making no mention of Haley, some viewers thought it was shady because she rolled her eyes. People want there to be drama so bad between them, but I think Selena has a pretty good heart. I'm sure it was not on purpose. More to check out online today. The singer that dropped a 3D version of her, as you say, Fred, nether regions. They're now an NFT. I just got real close and personal with her, it feels like. Also, Anita on the cover of Billboard. She is the hottest ever. It's on FredShowRadio.com.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of want to see it. That's an iconic nether region.
I mean, truly iconic.
Like, one of the most iconic nether regions in our time.
The things that nether region has seen.
Right. And the people
Tupac.
That have seen it. Yeah.
Tupac.
And so I kind of would like to see what that. It's kind of, honestly, it's kind of like a monument.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah,
so
historic monument.
I may have to take a look-see, just for, you know.
Yeah.
As a true American.
Right.
As a citizen of the world. Right? I need to see what that
She's
looks
from
like.
She's a Michigander, by the way. Did you
oh,
know
fantastic.
I know.
Her first job was Dunkin' Donuts. She
oh.
got fired.
Oh,
for like, she like threw, not threw,
didn't
but like,
open
she
time.
Would, yeah, she would like, she probably was like a boss babe and didn't want to open.
Yeah.
But I feel like she also,
yeah.
She squirted like the whatever's in donuts. Like, so if it's like jelly or cream,
yeah.
She was like squirting it on customers.
Oh, yeah, foreshadowing.
I don't know how true that is, but I thought this.
Like, she was like, screw you.
If we all could have known what was to come later. That was back in the olden days when they used to make the donuts in the donut shop.
Yes.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
It's a shame. Some places still do it. And then you got to go. And by the way, I'm a fan of this particular proprietor that we're referring to. But I remember growing up, there weren't very many of them. And there was one where I grew up, I think. It was far away from home. We would drive there sometimes. And they like you'd walk in and they were actually making them. And then they would like roll them out right there.
Yeah. The lights on.
There was another place growing up. I'm sure there's a million of them. It's like everybody had like growing up, they had your favorite, I don't know. Sandwich place or pizza place or whatever. I'm sure you had like favorite bakery. It's kind of sad that I think a lot of those places are gone.
I know.
But we had one near the house called Winchell's. We'd go there after church. I used to have to go to church. And the other thing I just realized in my life, and I didn't know this was a thing because my nana was like super religious. She would let us eat cereal before we'd go to church, but she wouldn't make us full breakfast until we got home from church. That's a religious thing, I think.
Oh.
I think you're not supposed to eat until after you worship on Sunday, I think. I think I heard that or read that somewhere. There was a reason why she did that. I have to look that up. You're the altar boy, Jason Brown, ironically.
Yeah.
Coincidentally. Surprisingly.
Right. Yeah, I also read it at church, too, but I don't really remember.
Is that a thing?
That.
Were you not supposed to? Because I remember, like, we always had to wait until after church on Sunday to get, like, real food for breakfast.
Yeah, you're supposed to fast in the morning.
See, there you go.
Oh, is that why?
And so I thought it was because it was just early and she wanted to get going and, like, you know, didn't have time to do all of that.
Wait, what?
Like, the blood of Christ is supposed to fill you up. That's your sustenance.
You're kidding.
See, so I didn't know that as a Catholic. And so I was just always like, oh. You know, because that's all I got to eat until after. And then she would make a full, like, breakfast, eggs and everything else. You know, and I was like, come on. Man, I'm hungry, you know. But she never explained to me why. I thought it was a matter of convenience. Only later in my life did I learn.
Huh. I learned today.
There you go.
We still do that. We go to church, and then we go for a big breakfast after. And a margarita.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Well, it's just the way God intended it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought because church was like at 9 o'clock in the morning or something, so I just figured, well, she's not going to get up at, you know, whatever time and cook us all this food. And then I realized now there was a religious connection.
Mind blown. I went to church. Mine was like at noon.
Maybe it was 10.
Yeah.
But whatever. It was early. It was late enough that we could have had damn breakfast, but we weren't allowed to.
I thought it was just a trick. Like, all right, if I go to church, I get breakfast.
That was the other thing. I thought so, too.
Yes.
That was the other thing. It was like, did you want to eat today? Well, then you better put on your little sport coat and come with us. And worship.
You better pray and sing Hosanna in the Highest over here.
Yeah.
Not Hosanna in the Highest. I talked about that song so many times this week.
Why are you talking about that song?
Because I wondered if Bieber was going to play it.
I never really knew what they were saying either. It's Hosanna in the Highest.
Hosanna in the Highest.
Oh, I thought it was Hosanna.
No.
It's Hosanna in the Highest.
Hosanna.
Yes.
Yeah, really? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was Rosanna too for a long time. Hosanna in the Highest.
Rosanna.
Who's Hosanna?
What's the other one we're singing? Eagle's Wings?
Eagle's Wings, will raise you up on Eagle's Wings.
Honest to God. No one's listening now. That's that you just sprayed listener repellent all over this transmission.
They're listening.
No, they're listening. I'm telling you.
No, even God turned it off. He's like, oh, God, somebody call Hosanna. Over. Let's get to blogs in just a second. Fred Show is on 103.5. Lizzo, about damn time, 6:44. Fred Show is on 103.5 KISS FM, Chicago's number one hit music station. Blogs in just a second. Audio journals. We get to waiting by the phone. Why did somebody get ghosted? I got to a lot of Palooza tickets at 7:30. Throwback Throwdown this morning. Showbiz Shelly, $350. Still hasn't, no baby has come out yet. Which doesn't surprise anybody, except for me. I just feel like we're getting close. I'm getting a little anxious each day. I'm just like, get a little nervous about it.
Really?
Just, it's the time is coming. Like, it's anticipation. She's going to have a baby. She's going to spawn Showbiz baby. Unbelievable. And we don't know the name. She won't tell us the name. We don't know anything. All these memories coming out in the last 3 minutes during a Lizzo song about our upbringing and going to Catholic church. There's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And
nothing negative. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, I don't think so.
I mean.
Yeah.
No, I just didn't understand what was going on a lot of the time.
Right.
I was baptized. I did first confession, whatever that's called. I think it's called First Confession. I don't know.
Reconciliation.
I did that. I was not confirmed.
Me neither.
Although my mom tried to pretend like we were privately confirmed to get my daughter, to get my niece. Yeah, she may as well be my kid. I don't change her diaper, but otherwise, I'll probably pay for her college. But she tried to say that my Nana privately confirmed us so that we could get into a Catholic church to get my niece baptized, only to find a guy in the Bahamas at a place that we go to every year have for 20 years. Found this guy, and he's like, I don't care about any of that. He didn't care about any of the paperwork. He's like, this is spiritual. Like, why would I tell you no? Right. And he was like, he's like the bishop of the island or whatever. And he's like, come on. He didn't care about any of that. But that was the funny thing. I remember we talked about it on the air, and people were like emailing me and tweeting and calling in here going, yeah, I had the same problem. I was trying to, you know, I was going to be the godparent, but I'm non-denominational, so I wasn't even allowed the church or whatever. It's like, and then Pauline and I are talking about it. Is there like an influx? Is there a waiting list to get into Catholic Church these days? Like, right. Is it just overwhelming? Like, are you guys just, are there not enough tickets? Like, are we scalping them now out front? Like, last time I heard it should be come one, come all.
I mean, I've always said this, like, the Catholic Church, and I, you know, still attend the Catholic Church. I am Catholic, but I think we need a rebrand so hard. A rebrand, honey. Like, I mean, like, bring in, like, the professionals.
And then I thought Papa Francisco, I thought we were on our way, and then I think we may have regressed a little bit.
Uh-huh. Take steps back. I don't like that.
I don't know. Yes, Rufio.
Like, growing up as a kid, obviously I went to Catholic school. You used to go to church all the time, and then I stopped going for a little bit, and then probably, I don't know, my later teenage years, I went back, and everything started turning into singing. Like, everything was a song, and I was just like, what is going on here? You just used to speak it. Now you're taking 10 extra minutes because you got to sing this uh-huh. hymn. And then when my mom passed away, we had a mass at the funeral home. They changed the words on everything. I was just like, I'm trying to keep along with these people, and they're changing the words to prayers.
Well, and he was going back and forth in English and
in Filipino,
and so I didn't know. I wasn't quite sure where we were in the process. But that was the other thing, is I always knew when we were home free. There was one part of I think it was after the sermon, and then there was communion. And then
it was after the shaking of the hands. Peace be with you. You knew it was almost like, over.
Yes, yes.
We're going to breakfast.
Also with you, and I'm going to go get a breakfast burrito.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, peace be with you. Peace about to be with me.
Right.
Piece of toast.
Piece of bacon.
Right. Yeah, that was the best part of the week. But I kind of regret that I didn't really know. I mean, I kind of knew what was going on. And like, you know, my Nana taught the class, so I knew something, and I knew the basics, but like, I don't know, it never resonated with me. I don't know how many people feel this way about their religion, or at least about the religious, the ritual, the practice of it. It was so sort of like, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, it was so kind of monotone that I never really. Like, my Nana would say, like, she went almost every day, but every Sunday we'd get in the car and she'd be like, what'd you think of that sermon or whatever? So it was lost on me because I don't know. Like, the whole thing just had this sort of one note. I just didn't, I don't know. And then I started, you know, growing up, I would go to other people's places of worship, and some of them were a little too, like, new age for me, like the dude in the Yeezys and the theory jacket and, like, you know, the True Religion jeans or whatever. And but at least I understood where the guy was going with it. Like, I understood the message sometimes, even though I thought it was a little, like, who made you God kind of stuff, you know? But at the same time, at least I left and I was like, okay, I've got something to think about. Like, that meant something to me.
I'm surprised your Nana didn't make you get confirmed. What, did they leave it up to you? Or?
They left it up to my mom. I'm sure that was a point of contention in our family. But that was the attitude was...
You don't want to.
Well, it was kind of, it's up to you now.
That's how it was for me. I was like, I'm good. And I got baptized.
And so, but my Nana was the driving force in all the religion in the family. My dad, too, but he was... A little. He wasn't Catholic. He's not Catholic. He's something else. So he went to a different church, and that was always an issue too. It was like Christmas time. Like he wanted to go to one place, and Nana wanted to go to another. My dad, like grandfather, God bless him, he was Protestant. We could never go there. we had to go to the Catholic church. Yeah, he'd sometimes go by himself because my Nana wouldn't go with him. I'm like, I don't understand all that. That was another thing. It's like, why can't we all go anywhere? Like, why are we like basically in the gang? Like, why can't we cross that side of the street and go over here? Like,
what colors are you wearing?
And none of this was like sinister or meant to be hurtful or anything, but it was at the same time I'm like, this seems very divisive for something that's supposed to be highly inclusive.
It's like a rap beat.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you go there, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be seen in the same place together.
Like, I never understood the difference between any of them.
Me too. I still don't.
Right. I was like, oh, it's a church.
Like, there's a Lutheran church by me.
Protestant church.
Right. Some of the reverends can get married, right? So that
I believe
takes
so.
Them out of Catholic.
But does it change? It's still a church. Like, I'm still physically.
Oh, yeah. Does it change the story? Is the story different? Like,
yeah.
You know? That's like, what I always wanted to know.
And it's interesting, yeah.
And then I know a guy. I know a guy who's estranged from his children, has been divorced like 4 times. He's a deacon in the Catholic Church now. I'm like, how does that? How are you clergy?
They make their own rules.
I just like
forgiveness.
It's crazy. And again, I don't mean any disrespect to anybody's beliefs. I just, it's kind of like, why can't, if we all sort of semi believe in the same stuff, then why can't I just roll in and you know, get what I need out of what you're doing? And as long as I respect it. You know, why can't I go to whatever church I see? And I realize there's differences in, you know, sort of the ritual and the belief, and I respect all that. But, like, at the same time, I don't know. I've always...
Like, going off the same old book?
Yeah, well...
That's what I thought, too.
I guess not.
Yeah, same book. It looks the same everywhere I go. It's big. Someone has to... Jason has to come up there and carry it. Open the page.
Heavy.
The whole thing. I wonder if it's the same way, like, in other... Like other kind of religions. Like, I wonder if people have the same kind of memories. Like, if you're a Muslim or if you're a Jew. Like, I wonder if... Because I can only... It seems like everyone in this room can only connect to some form of Catholicism. But I wonder if it was the same deal. Like, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But when we went to temple, when it got to the part with the Torah, then, oh, I knew it was almost time for the matzah. Like, I don't know. Like,
time for the matzah.
Like, I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, I am trying to be funny. But, like, I'm not... I don't know. Like, right. I don't know how other people connected with their religion in that way. Like, but I feel like as soon as you start talking to people about religion and childhood, then there's always, like, memories. Something's connected to someone, grandma, grandpa, some, you know, some reward that you got for attending or paying attention, or I feel like it doesn't, but I wonder, is it the same way, or is there a different kind of buy-in, you know, for other kind of religions? I don't know, but I'm not, you know, 855-591-1035. Let's talk about religion, everybody. No, let's not. I'm not gonna do it, but I don't, you know, I'm not sure if we're fully representing here. We're clearly not, because I don't. Again, is there something in when you're Jewish that's like this? Don't they go on Saturdays?
No. Well, I mean, I grew up in a predominantly Jewish area, and I went to Jewish camp. I think a lot of the people that I grew up around, it was more about the cultural aspect than the literal religion.
I thought Jewish church was like Saturday nights,
temple?
As opposed to, or yeah, right. Temple, sorry.
I don't know any Jew, like none of my Jewish friends like went religiously, but it was more about like doing things that were focused around Jewish people getting together. That was like more the thing. But I went to a lot of Passovers. I did a lot of those, so
seeing here.
It's just funny how everyone in this room is Catholic. We all went to different churches and different places. But it's the same thing. Like, everyone has the same memory. Like, there's no internet back then. How do you know who's doing what at what church? And, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a, like everyone was taught the same thing.
Yeah, it depends. Like, there's some temples where, you know, there's conservative and there's not, and you can go at different times, but it depends on
same with Catholic Christianity. It's all, you know. The other day I drove past a Christian church that advertised... they're essentially like targeting gays or whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, that's great. Right. I'm glad there's a place where they feel welcome, but who decided that? You know what I mean? Like, who?
Oh, totally.
And that's wonderful. Like, they should all be that way. But at the same time, I'm like, well, did you have to, like, did someone have to sign off on that? Or yeah. I don't understand. But anyway.
Like, I have a lot of friends who converted, friends who married a Jewish guy, and they converted, and they are now more Jewish than their husbands.
I know some people like that, too.
Yeah, because they went through the whole thing, and now they're, like, very much practicing, which I guess is the whole point, right?
Good for them. Yeah.
Right. You know what's interesting, too, is when I lived in California for a second, I went to a Catholic community. They called it community. They didn't use the word church. It's a community. So, like, everyone was welcome different. Like, and it's, oh, cool. I even felt welcome. I'm Catholic. And I was like, wow, people that don't look like me are here. People from different religions are here. It was cool. I recommend it. Call me for your PR needs.
Let's do blogs. Next, audio journals. We'll do Waiting by the Phone. Got a lot of Palooza tickets all coming up.
Turn it up.
Come on. Let's go.
Live from America's greatest city.
Let me introduce you.
WKSC, Chicago.
103.5 KISS FM.
And iHeartRadio station.
It's the Fred Show.
I feel like I need to get up even earlier than I already do and, like, chug a pot of coffee and then get back in bed and then let the caffeine wake me up. And then by the time I get here, I'm supercharged. Because what happens is I get up at, like, 4. I lay in bed. I go through all the news. I go through all the stuff. I go through all the emails. I go through everything. And then I finally drag my ass out of bed, unless I get caught up in TikTok, which sometimes happens. And then I find that I'm late because I was sitting there scrolling through crap all morning. And then I drink the coffee when I get here, and then it's about now that it kicks in. And it's flawed. You would think after 20 years of, well, 15, 16, 17 of doing morning radio, you'd think I would figure out how to do this by now. But I think when I was in my 20s, it was like I'd just chug a Red Bull and we were good to go. Or eat some sort of, like, God, the crap I used to consume.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
I mean, I would stop every morning. I would stop at a convenience store. This is in North Carolina. I would stop on my way. I would get 2 Red Bulls, like those chocolate donuts that came in that roll. You know what I'm talking about? There were like 6 of them.
Yes, yes.
And coffee. And I would bring all that to work every morning, chug all, consume all this crap. And I was like 3 pounds. And I was like a stick. And I would just, I don't even know how people worked with me. I would just rock it through them. I would just like, and then I would work 3 jobs. And now it's like I crawl in here and it's about now that I'm ready to go. So either we start the show at 7, which I've tried, or I gotta come up with a different plan. I don't know what it is. But the thing is, if you're like me and you consume, there's like an expiration on the caffeine. It doesn't really matter when I start. The end is about the same point. It's about 3 hours after I start the caffeine. There's a crash. And then there's, and even if you pile on the caffeine, it doesn't necessarily keep, it doesn't extend the crash. It kind of just makes it like a, you know what I mean? If you drink caffeine, you probably know what I'm talking about. Like, there's really no way to keep it going all day.
No.
Nor do I think that's probably healthy. Mm-mm.
Does it even wake you up? Like, it does.
Oh,
it doesn't do it for me anymore. I've lost it. I need something else.
Oh, no, it definitely does. It just, it takes a while. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like, I don't drink coffee every day or a lot, but, like, if I do have caffeine or coffee, that it doesn't kick in for me until, like, when it's almost bedtime. Like 9, 10 o'clock at night is when, like,
even if you drink it in the morning?
Like, if I have a coffee right now,
I'll get home at 9 o'clock at night?
I'll get home at, whatever, 2 o'clock, and I want to take a nap. Like, I'm tired. Like, but, like, I'm tired throughout the whole morning, and then, like, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, I'm wide awake, and I could stay up to, like, 2 in the morning.
And I've tried other kinds of caffeine, too. I've tried, like ginseng. I've tried tea. I've tried a bunch of different, because people are going to start emailing me now with, like, well, you should, and I appreciate that, but they're going to start telling me all these different ways to do it, and it doesn't matter. It's sort of the same thing, but it's 5:30, I take my first sip, and about 7 o'clock, I'm, like, fired up till about 9:30, and then done. Over. Finished. I don't know.
You need, like, stronger, like a, what do they put in there? Espresso?
So double shot?
Yeah, something like that.
But if it's too strong, it hurts my stomach. I got problems, man. I got all kinds of problems. Blogs, audio journals in just a second. We've been late with these lately. I would explain to you the science behind it. I won't. I'm sorry. We'll try and do better. And if I don't do it on this time, then I have to do it later, because if I miss it, then I'll get 17 emails about how the radio station is going to plummet from the sky, and we're all going to die, and all the advertisers will cancel, and the ratings will go to 70th place, and we'll be the biggest idiots of all time. And so I just choose not to get those emails anymore. So thank you for that. The entertainment report's coming up in a minute, Caitlin. What do you have in there?
The highest paid athlete makes $127 million. I will tell you who it is.
All right. Someone's telling me, and that's another thing, too. People are telling me the nap is what's messing me up, and I think they're right.
Oh, it is.
Like the other day, I did basically I did a 20-hour day. Like, what was it, Wednesday or Tuesday? You know, got up at whatever time. Went the whole morning, had a meeting, had a lunch, then I went and volunteered, and then I watched a basketball game, and I literally slept 4 hours, and I felt better than I... But then, I don't know, it's like that middle point of the day. If you get up super early, if you get any kind of break in your day...
Yeah.
I think you either got to keep it moving the whole day...
Right.
Or the lull, yeah.
Yeah, the lull is what messes me up.
Me too.
And then if I got nothing to do... And I'm just laying around. It's like, well, there's no reason to get up and do anything, then I just, my bed becomes my office. I got the laptop, I got the, you know, iPad. It's like before long. And I know it's called sleep hygiene. I have bad sleep hygiene. They talk about this all the mm-hmm. time. The bed is supposed to only be for sleeping. Everything else is
and
supposed to be
making.
Done. Well, but I like to do that on the kitchen table.
Whoa.
I don't have a kitchen table.
I was going to say, you don't even have one, so
I don't have a kitchen table.
You bring that out on certain dates?
Yeah. It's the fold-out one.
When the girlfriend table. I don't have comes home and she sees the fold-out table, then she knows what time it is.
You're a germaphobe, so you like to keep it out of the bedroom.
Exactly. When the girlfriend I don't have comes home and sees the inflatable bed blown up, she knows what time it is. Because, again, sleep hygiene.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, iHeartRadio app. You can listen to us there, of course, on 103.5 FM for that ass as well. But if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, you can click a microphone button. It's called TalkBack. You can leave us messages. Here's one.
Hi, Fred and the crew. Longtime number 14 listener.
Oh.
Was just listening to the segment about the donuts. And just to let you know, here in Joliet, we have two that are absolutely delicious. And they do still make them right there. Home Cut Donuts and Donut Den. If you're ever in town, stop by and try them. Go Cubs, go Cubs.
Yeah.
And Fred, your niece Polly is super adorable.
Is she not?
Love all of you guys.
Is she not? And is it bad? And I know that I'm biased, right? I know I'm biased because it's, you know, my sister's kid. And I guess Colin had something to do with it, too. But and I know that it's almost impossible that you're going to think that that your own niece or nephew is ugly. But I've seen other babies lately, and they just don't.
Oh, my God.
They don't look... Can you settle down for a minute? They don't look like her, is what I was going to say. I'm not calling anyone's baby ugly. Why do you stir it up, Rufio? That's on you. You know what? You should feel bad right now because in your mind, you're thinking something worse than I was thinking. You should feel bad.
You made it sound that way.
I didn't. You did.
You think your niece is the most beautiful baby in the world.
He didn't finish his thought.
I do think that, and I also admit that I'm biased, but I also...
And then you're saying that you see other babies that don't look like your niece.
And I think she's... And I genuinely think that she's a model. I genuinely think she could be a Gerber baby. I genuinely think that. And I think I'm not. I think it's true. And other people tell me that in my DMs all the time. They say, you know what? Truthfully, that's a good looking kid. And it is. She is.
She's beautiful.
She is
beautiful.
A good looking kid.
All of God's children are beautiful.
Thank you. Did learn something in church. Unbelievable. Here's another talk back.
Good morning. I work at a Catholic school, and you are not to eat or drink anything 1 hour before Holy Communion except for water and medicine.
See, thank you. And there you go. My Nana had a plan the whole time, and I never knew what it was. I thought she was just starving us.
Same.
And to your point, guys, I thought it was a bribe. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like, okay, well, I'll make you a really nice breakfast if you'll go to church. You know, not that I had a choice. I mean, there was no telling Nana when I was like 11 years old, I'm not feeling it today. No, I was going, mm-hmm. but I was always trying to figure out why Nana, how come only cereal? Why can't we, like, I'm a growing boy. I'm hungry. And I was, no, mm-hmm. but now I understand.
I just learned that today. That's crazy.
Yeah, there you go. I only learned that a couple of years ago. I don't remember why. And then here's another talk bag.
Hi, Fred Show. My name is Kelly, and I want to do a shout out for my girlfriend, Giovanna, who is graduating from nursing school today, passed her boards. She is officially an RN. I'm so excited for her. So if you guys can do a shout out for me to say, congrats, Giovanna. I'm so proud of you. You're amazing. And I can't wait to see where your career takes you. I love you.
That is amazing. Well, congratulations. And I have to say, I admire you even more if you're pursuing a career in nursing or medicine or caretaking of any kind after the last couple of years. Because I can't say that I would be gravitating towards that after, you know, a pandemic and isolation. And, you know, it's another layer of sacrifice and selflessness. So shout out to all of the nurses and all the folks, first responders, everybody taking care of us these days, and those who are still interested in doing it and are still pursuing it, because it's probably never been more important than it is right now.
Yeah, they talk better than they type.
These are the radio blogs on The Fred Show.
All right, like we're writing in our diaries, except we say them aloud, and yes, we're half an hour late, sorry. And waiting by the phone's coming up. And Lollapalooza tickets are still coming up, too. Don't you worry. Rufio's got a blog. Go.
Thank you, dear blog. So, I don't know. I am sort of an aggressive driver, I would say. I mean, I used to race cars and stuff like that, you know, drive fast, you know, switch lanes, all this crazy stuff. I don't do a lot of this crazy switching lanes, but...
Are you the guy responsible for the Lower Wacker fire situation a couple of weeks ago?
No. No, I am not. But I feel like I'm still an aggressive driver where I get frustrated with... This is like a PSA rant type thing. There's people that drive in the far left lane that should not be driving in the far left lane.
Preach.
Yesterday, I had to... It doesn't matter, whatever day it is. Yesterday, I had to drive out to Elgin. We were getting our car detailed. And shout out to Country Donuts. They make donuts in-house. We had our Country Donuts on our way, and we stopped over there. But anyway, driving out to Elgin. It's a 45-minute drive, right? Yeah. Driving in the left lane, I know the speed limit on 90, it's 70, right? If you're doing 70, you're doing the speed limit, but you can't be doing that in the left lane.
Right, because the left lane technically is for passing.
Yeah.
So you got to be going, if you're going to be in the left lane, you got to be doing faster than the speed limit.
Yes, yes. And if you're driving in the left lane and people are passing you on the right...
Then you need to move over.
You need to move over. And then when I do that maneuver, if I'm getting on your behind... pass you on the right and then get back in the left lane, don't flash your brights at me, because that's not my fault you're driving the speed limit in the left lane. Doesn't matter what the speed limit is, you shouldn't be doing the speed limit in the left lane. That Preach. Goes for the express lanes as well.
Yeah,
like you're supposed to go faster. I mean, there's a speed limit, yes, but if you're in the left lane, everyone knows the rules. You're supposed to be doing at least 10 over in the left lane.
Because if I can't pass, if you want to go to the speed limit, that's fine. You're right, but you got to be in the right lane, because I should be able to pass you.
Yes.
Because if you're in the left lane going to the speed limit, then no one's going to be able to go faster than you.
Yes.
To pass you and get around you.
Correct. There's signs on the road that say slower traffic, keep right. That is for those people doing the speed limit in the left lane. I just don't understand. Like, I felt like the pandemic changed everyone's. Like, they didn't drive for a long time, so when they got back in the car, they're all driving, all willing. They're like, oh, I'm going to go drive comfortable now. Yeah. No, get out of the way.
I got somewhere to be.
Yes.
I will say that, and I said this to someone the other day, I know the pandemic was not a good time for a lot of people for a million reasons. I don't have to get into the specifics, but I will say one nice thing about having to operate during the pandemic was that you could get wherever you wanted to go very quickly. I mean, there were days when I would drive to work and I wouldn't see another car, which is eerie, but at the same time, very convenient.
Yes. I mean, we love traffic, though, because it, you know.
I know. It didn't hurt our business. But, but you know, I will say.
Yes.
I could get as far as I needed to go.
Yeah.
Pretty quickly.
Out here.
And then the other thing that we have to remind people of, and I was ranting about this last week, but if you drive in the loop or in the city, you don't. Even if you're looking for parking, you don't get to just stop in the middle of any lane. Now, I understand if it's a one lane, like one going one direction, one the other, and like in a neighborhood or something, and you have to park, then you put your turn signal on, you have to go past a spot to parallel. I get that. There's no other place for you to go. But if we're driving on a two lane, if we're driving on State Street, Michigan Avenue, Wabash, you don't just get to, especially like Wabash, you don't just get to stop wherever you want and then go, I don't know, where should I park? It's a thoroughfare. It's a road. And then yesterday what happened was two cars at the same time decided to do that. So now you got two cars stopped and now nobody can go anywhere.
Right.
Because they're stopped in the same place, so I can't even go around you.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a road. It's a street. And another thing I'm noticing, oh God, now you got me started. Pedestrians are gangster these days. Yeah, I'll watch
they
a pedestrian.
Don't care.
I'll watch a pedestrian look me dead in the eyes while I have a green light, and they'll just walk right across the street. They know what they. It's not even like they weren't paying attention. Mm-hmm. It was an accident, or they're in a hurry. They just don't care.
Right.
It'll be a green light, They'll look me dead in the eyes. It's like a kid when you tell a kid, like, you don't do that. Right. And they look at you and do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what these people are doing to me.
What you going
to
do? You going to hit me? You going to
Exactly. And they look at you like, not only are they looking at you like, I don't care. They also look at you like you're the idiot. And I'm like, no. It's a green. I have a green light. That means go for me.
Yes.
There's a big red hand that means stop for you.
Yeah.
No, they don't do
and
it.
I feel like also before, the horn used to be like an everyday thing. Now, like, there's so many road rage incidents and stuff like that. The horn kind of scares me nowadays. Like, you never know who you're messing with if you honk the horn. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So.
Dear blog, so you know I'm a 40-year-old man, and I want to know if anybody else's parents do this. But I've noticed over the... It's not a new thing. My mom does this. I don't think my dad would naturally do it. He's a little more dramatic, if I'm being honest. But I've noticed that they like to protect me from information now. For example, my dad's birthday was yesterday. This is a minor example. Normally what it is, I don't know, like my mom would call me and say... Oh, you know, your dad's doing great. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you know, he had that minor procedure today, and everything's good. He's resting and doing well. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, I didn't tell you? Yeah, they unblocked an artery, or you know, they replaced his brain today, and you did. But everything's fine. We just didn't want to worry you. I thought I told you, but they intentionally withheld that information because they didn't want me to worry, which is very considerate of them. Except for the fact that I'm a grown up and I need to know these things, not only to support one or the other of them if they're going through something, but because if something were to happen, I would rather be prepared for that than get the call that, oh, by the way, this thing we didn't tell you about went really poorly and now we XYZ. So my dad's birthday's yesterday and my mom told me what to get him. He wanted a Kindle, so I ordered him a Kindle. I sent him a Kindle, a little thing. She told me which one he wanted too. And he even sent me the link. Like, this is what he told me he wanted. So I sent it to him. It came a little package. Had the cover on it. And he reads his Kindle like 24/7. So I knew he'd be so excited with this upgrade. So I call him and he says nothing to me about this Kindle. And so I'm like, Dad, did Mom give you your present? He's like, and he just ignores it. And I'm like, so finally I go, Dad, did you get your present? And he's like, well, I haven't exactly seen it. And then my mom starts yelling. It turns out it was the wrong one. My mom told me to buy the wrong one. He apparently had seen it days ago because he, I guess, opened a package that was addressed to me, mm-hmm. and then decides that it wasn't the right one. So there's been this whole back dialogue about returning it and getting a new one ordered so he gets the one he wants. But for some reason, they didn't want to tell me any of this because they thought it would hurt my feelings.
Oh, God.
So instead, they just make it seem like he basically seemed like he didn't get it or care. And I'm like, Dad, all you had to do was say, yes, I received the gift. It wasn't the one that I wanted. I returned it. I'm getting the new one tomorrow, and thank you very much. But instead, it was like, I'm going to pretend like this isn't happening because it might hurt your feelings to know that you bought me a gift that arrived on time, but it wasn't the right one.
So that was that a lie about the empty envelope?
No, I think that really happened.
Okay.
But I'm just like, guys, and then I'm getting all these apology emails from my mom. I'm so sorry I screwed this up. I'm like, guys, like, just tell me. Just be like, I'm a grown-ass man. Like, get what you want. I already bought it. Hey, look, I did my deal, right? I bought the gift. It showed up on time. I'm done. My hands are, you know, if I buy you a gift and you don't like it and you return it and get something else, that's on you. But at least I was thoughtful and I got it to you on time. I mean, I can hurt my feelings. But they do this to me all the time. They don't want to tell me the truth about stuff. It's like, I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah, mind you that.
Tell me the truth. What if something... I don't know. Instead, though, he came off kind of like unappreciative because he's trying to hide this, you know. I'm like, well, when were you going to thank me? When you finally got it right? I'm like, you just don't care or you don't know? Or did my mom steal it? Or waiting by the phone after Doja Cat. Good morning.
It's the Fred Show.
In the morning. Why were you left waiting by the phone?
James, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right, man. How are you?
We're great. Welcome. Kaylin's here, the whole team. So let's hear what happened with Nicole.
Guys.
Tell us how you met. Tell us about any dates that you've been on and where things are now.
Man, so, okay. Well, Nicole, I met her on Bumble, all right? And we talked for a couple weeks on the app. It was going great. I had a really good feeling about her. She looked amazing. And we texted each other. We met up socially distant on a patio.
Very responsible of you.
Yeah, thanks. You know, and we were, yeah, we were good, but we were like, I was really excited to meet her, and you know, it went great. You know, she didn't disappoint. She was good, man. She looked great. She looked better in photos, which is always, you know, you never know.
Yeah, and right. So, right. I mean, you're attracted to somebody on, you know, on the app, yeah. And then when you see them in person, if they look better, that's awesome.
Right, and we didn't want to do the video. We just wanted to, like, see each other, right, in person. And so it's just like, okay. And we were talking. We really hit it off. We were just like, you know, she was, we're on the same page about everything. Just we're talking, like, yeah, it was great, man. And we even were just like, I was very aware, right? Like, so I didn't want to come too close to her. I just kind of kept distance and yeah. Just was, you know, all she right. Said she liked that. And, but like, she's like,
she said
like,
she liked not potentially getting the coronavirus from
like,
you. Yeah, no, that's
distance.
Good. No, but here, look, I've been on enough of these, of these online dates or whatever, these, you know, dating app dates, where if you find somebody who exceeds your expectations and with whom you think you have a connection, I mean, that's like exciting. It's exciting. You know, you want to try and keep that going.
Yeah. It was great. Like, I thought, okay, I'm done. This is great. You know, I like this one. But that was it. Like, she didn't even, like, text back afterwards. She didn't, like nothing. No calls, like, just complete radio silence. Okay. Just like cold turkey.
Right, yeah. So you've reached out too and nothing?
Yeah, of course. And right. Just, you know, just anything. Just like, well, listen, we had a great time. You know, what happened? Like, you know, maybe there's another guy. So I guess I just want to find out because I'm like very confused.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right. Well, that's where we come in. We're going to call Nicole. You'll be on the phone, of course. Don't say anything right at first, but you can jump in at some point. Hopefully we can figure out what's going on and there's a good explanation and then set you guys up on another date that we pay for, okay?
That'd be great. I'd love that. Thank you.
Can you hang on for a second?
Yeah, I can.
Let's see what happens next. Part two of Waiting by the Phone after Walter's 2 minutes away. It's an hour of commercial-free Fred Show on 103.5. Lala tickets, Showbiz Shelly, all coming up. Thanks for having us on. Walters, I love you so. The Fred Show is on 103.5 Kiss FM, Chicago's number one hit music station. Lollapalooza tickets in 5 minutes. Hey, James?
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. Let's call Nicole. You met on Bumble. You guys chatted for a couple of weeks on the app and then decided to have a date, socially distanced date, and you thought that went great. In fact, she exceeded your expectations, except you haven't heard from her since the date, and you want to know why.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. That's it.
All right, let's call her now. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Nicole?
Hi, yeah, this is Nicole.
Nicole, sorry to bother Fred and Kaylin and the team. We're calling from the Fred Show on 103.5 Kiss FM, and I have to tell you that we are on the radio right now, and I need your permission to continue with the call. Can we talk for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much. I'll get right to it. I don't want to waste too much of your time, but we're calling on behalf of a guy named James who says that he met you on a dating app and you guys went on a date recently. Do you recall this guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happened? Because, you know, we talked to him for a few minutes and he told us about a great date and said that you were really pretty and, you know, better looking than your pictures, and he felt a connection and fully expected to hear from you for another date, and says that you're not responding to him at all. So he was wondering why that is, and, you know, maybe you can tell us and we can straighten things out.
Yeah, he's like a con artist. The photos he used on his profile, really, really old, and he wasn't balding or really overweight in any of the photos. I mean, you can say I'm shallow, but why not? Like, if you're trying to meet people, why are you trying to deceive them?
Okay, so let me just be clear about this. The photos that he has on his profile are not photos. They don't resemble, they don't portray or depict what he looks like now.
No, maybe 15 years ago. Maybe.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he's balding now, he's overweight, this is in comparison to the...
Okay, wait, hey, I'm sorry.
That's James, by the way. Hey. I was trying to get some more James, but James, Nicole, you guys know each other, obviously.
Hi, Nicole, look, those photos, they're not old photos. I'm sorry, I just have to say it for the record. you know, get the record straight that those photos are not old photos, okay?
Then why would you have less... I mean, and again, I'm just sort of going with what she said, but why would you have less hair and be overweight? I mean, how would that have happened in a short period of time if that's what she observed?
Well, okay, so I don't know. Maybe I just gained, you know, 5-10 pounds over quarantine, okay? And, like, so I was cutting my own hair, so I'm not very good. I'm not a good hairstylist, okay? So I cut my own hair, and... it didn't come in right. So, you know, maybe I look a little different in person.
Okay.
But those photos, I'm not trying to deceive people. That's
Nicole, is this possible? Is it possible that it's not as drastic as you think?
No way. It was a lie. I don't like being lied to. And if someone lies,
I wasn't lying to you.
I wasn't lying to you.
I risked my life for you, okay?
Wait, what? When did you risk your life for her?
I did. I went on this date, and I deserve more credit for that.
Wait, but how did you risk your life on this date?
Listen, I potentially exposed myself to a pandemic.
Well, so did she.
He is old enough to be at risk, though, in person.
No. Wait a minute. Damn. So you're going, James, you're going with you risked your life to go on this date? Isn't that something you... I'm not that old,
okay?
What?
I don't know. Just because my hair comes in. It's a haircut. I did a bad haircut, okay? I might look older with a bad hair. Do you think I don't like it? Like,
but I want to go back to the risk your life thing. I mean, I guess in that case, so did Nicole, right? You take an equal risk when you walk outside. I mean, I don't... Was she supposed to take pity on you and go on another date with you because you also exposed yourself to the coronavirus?
We were having a great conversation. We were talking, and she liked you. Nicole, you liked the fact that I was sitting far from you.
Well, I think we know why now.
It's the haircut.
No, it was a haircut, and he may have gained a few pounds, which we all did.
That's right, and my hair is going to grow back.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay. But hey, Nicole, he risked his life for you.
That's right.
You should.
Snowbomb.
I think that you should, you know, consider another opportunity for this prince.
No, I'm going to talk to people that lie to me. If he's going to lie about something,
I wasn't lying. Okay. I didn't say a single lie.
How do you feel
only,
about having?
The
how,
only
do you,
lie.
How do you feel
the
about the risk
I
taking? James, calm down. How do you feel about the risk taking, Nicole? I mean, again, this guy, something could have happened to him.
Yep. I appreciate the risk, and I'm sorry it wasn't worth it.
Okay, all right. She's not into it, dude.
So my life is not worth it. That's great.
She just wants a social distance from you. It's fine.
James, your life is worth it, man. You are a tremendous human being. It's just not a match.
My hair's going to grow back, and I'm going to lose these 5-10 pounds.
No, we're certain of that, and we wish you well. Nicole, thank you for your time. James, hey, go get them next time, man.
All right.
Thursday, Lollapalooza tickets right now. If you're calling number 25, you'll see Metallica, Lil Baby, Show Blow, and more. 855-591-1035. You win tickets now. The Fred Show is on KISS. Harry Styles. Say this. Sandra had a good... sent me a DM on Instagram. Fred on air. Maybe your dad didn't want to tell you because the Kindle he wanted was more expensive, and he didn't want you to feel bad that he had to spend extra money on his own gift. I suppose, but... I mean, I either would have made it right, or he could have just said, thank you, you know, for the gift. And then if there was some sort of, like, Rufio, I gave you a portable Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
Which you then returned to get the one for your TV, which is fine.
Yes.
You didn't say anything to me about it.
No.
You didn't say, I don't like this, I don't want this, I want you to buy me the more expensive one. You just went and got the one you wanted.
Right.
And you used the one I got you.
Exactly.
And
I still consider that gift, the one I use, a gift from you.
And that's absolutely fine with me. Mm-hmm. Like, if I got you a different thing than you wanted, then you go and... get the one that you want. No problem. That doesn't offend me at all. I just think they don't want to hurt my feelings. It's like, whatever. Why are you trying to protect me? I'm an old-ass man.
Right. It's like they're going to return the one you got them, use the money to get the...
It's still saved. Even if it was $100 more, $50 more,
right.
$20 more, he didn't have to buy the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'll take that any day. I wonder. Your parents do it too?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like your mom did it when she was alive? Does your dad do it now?
No, like my mom would be like, where's the receipt for this? Like there was no shame with my mom.
But what about other stuff? Like if she wasn't feeling well like anything. Like do you feel like there were things that she would keep from you because she was protecting you? Which
no.
Is what parents do. But there comes a point where it's like, I gotta know the truth because I'm a grown ass man and I may have to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, no, no. If like they were, if they were having a procedure or if they were going to see a doctor, something was wrong, they would definitely tell me, you know, or tell me and my brother for sure.
It's also like a lot worse when you find out after the fact and they're like, yeah, you know, mom was in the emergency room and she was throwing up and they didn't know. You know, it's like harder to hear.
Oh my God, I would have been there in 2 seconds. I would have gotten on a plane. I would have been there. And I think that's the reason why they don't tell you, because like stuff happens and I'm far away and I would probably overreact. And it's hard to get, because I don't care what's going wrong. If it's family, I'm there.
No, even when I lived there, they did that to me. I hated it.
Yeah. Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Fred. How are you?
How are you doing? Good morning. You're in Romeoville. What's going on? Driving to work?
I am, yeah. Headed to the office.
Yeah. What do you do?
I work for a computer software company in Woodbridge.
See, I get to talk to the most interesting people, man. Like, every day, people do different stuff. We got teachers, we got doctors, we got nurses, we got software people. Look at you, Michelle. Is it exciting, right? Software? Is it, like, fun? Is it naughty?
It's software for produce companies.
Not naughty. Okay. Well,
most of the produce companies use us, which is awesome.
Well, I love produce. So, I had some yesterday, actually.
Yeah, I love
so, so take the day off on Thursday, July 28th, because you're going to Lollapalooza, all right?
Awesome. Early birthday present for me for my 40th.
40th? I know what that one's like. When is it?
Oh, yeah. July 17th.
Okay, well, happy birthday in advance if we don't talk again. Metallica, Lil Baby, Tove Lo, more. Everybody else can buy tickets, single day and 4 day passes. Lollapalooza.com. Thanks to Thunderdog Entertainment. Have an amazing day. Enjoy Lala. Hang on, all right?
Thanks, Fred.
And thank you for listening to
103.5 Kiss FM. The latest entertainment news is on The Fred Show.
This is so sad. I don't know if you guys have been following this story, but the death of Toddlers and Tiara star Kayla Posey was officially suicide by hanging. If you don't remember her by name, you know her by meme or GIF from that show. I actually used it all the time. She's like the little brunette girl who like does like a smile, like kind of like a sinister smile. And I like so related to that. I don't know why. And it's just, it's so sad. The medical examiner said specifics of the police report were being withheld because disclosure would be, quote, highly offensive and not of legitimate concern to the public and therefore would violate the right to privacy. Her family did confirm in a heartbreaking statement that their daughter had taken her life on May 2nd. One of her TLC co-stars says she was struggling before her suicide. So just a reminder, check on your people, check on your friends, even if they seem like they're very strong. Such a sad story. Charlie XCX, Soft Cell. The Go-Go's and Corey Hart are set to perform a special virtual concert to celebrate the arrival of Stranger Things Season 4 live from the Upside Down. We'll live stream June 23rd, and if you want to see the show, you can either register online, purchase a bag of Doritos, or the new 3D Crunch 3 cheese flavor, so that will enter you. Also, golden tickets have been hidden inside bags of Doritos, offering fans the chance to win a replica of a guitar that will show up in the new season. Yeah, so look out for those in your Doritos. The new season of the show will be divided into two volumes, with the first set to be dropped on Netflix May 27th and the second July 1st, by the way, if you're a fan. This is the story I teased. Sportiso released their annual list of the top 100 highest paid athletes in the world. Can you guess who number one is?
Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's on there, but he's not number one.
What? Number one.
Floyd Mayweather.
LeBron James.
Oh, really? Yeah.
LeBron James. He came in first with $127 million for both salary and endorsements. LeBron beat out Lionel Messi with $122 million and Cristiano Ronaldo with $115 million. Yeah. Tennis star Naomi Osaka ranked top for the ladies with $53.2 million. That's a big discrepancy between the men. Almost all of that came in endorsements, as she didn't play much last year. The top 100 list included athletes across 10 sports who earned about $4.5 billion, which is a 6% increase from last year's list. Both Roger Federer and Tiger Woods were also in the top 10, despite dealing with injuries last year. More to check out online today. Let me see. We have a video. People are accusing Selena Gomez of shading Hailey Bieber. So if you want to see and decide for yourself, it's on FredShowRadio.com.
All right, Showbiz Shelley, $350. The showdown's up next. 607 and 41's the record. 855-591-1035. Can you snap her 5-game win streak? Win the money. Call now.
It's the Fred Show on 103.5. Kiss FM.
Do you have what it takes to battle Showbiz Shelley in the Showbiz Showdown?
Showbiz!
Hey! Good morning.
Good morning.
Showbiz Hey, Shelly. $350 is the prize today. Good morning, Shells. Let's welcome the challenger. We're going live to Lincoln Park. We got Hannah in Lincoln Park. Hi, Hannah. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Hannah, welcome. Tell us about you.
I'm a nurse. I'm driving to work right now. I work in the suburbs, so doing the reverse commute.
God, there you go. See, here's another one. Selfless human being out here helping others. Ooh. Love you for it. Shelly, you're still going to try and beat her, but look at this woman out here serving the community.
Amazing.
Serving the public. And even after all the nasty stuff that's been going on lately, last couple years have been bad, and then she's still out here trying to save people's lives. Look at her.
I don't know what to say. It's really, really wonderful, but I can't promise I'll leave. But we'll see.
She's going to steal the money right from your selfless hands, Hannah. She doesn't care.
We'll see. Maybe not.
Who knows? We'll five questions. $350 is the price. 607 and 41 is your record. 5-game win streak. Let's play the game, guys. Good luck.
Okay, Hannah, good luck.
Thank you, too.
All right, Joe, with all due respect, if you would, get the hell out. Off to the sound booth. Poof, she goes. Hannah, question number one. This former Disney star and How I Met Your Father actress posed nude, hello, for this month's issue of Women's Health.
Hillary Duff.
And I'm more healthy for seeing it. The new season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiered last night on this network.
That is Bravo.
Which professional athlete signed a 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox Sports to be a lead NFL analyst? Lord.
Oh, geez. I'm not
going
to get that one. I'm going to guess Peyton Manning.
That's not a bad guess, though. Which Friends actress will reportedly be the last guest on The Ellen Show 19 years after she was the first guest?
Jennifer Aniston.
That's a good one. And look at you. And an Andy Warhol silkscreen of this late icon, whose real name is Norma Jean, sold for a record-breaking $195 million. What is she better known as?
Is that Marilyn Monroe?
That's an excellent score. That's a 4.
Yeah.
That's a really good score, Hannah. Let's see what happens here. Shelly's coming back from the booth poof.
I am back.
Foe.
Oh, see,
Cuatro.
She's good.
Cuatro is that's a very good score.
Good.
You shouldn't have told her, Fred. You should have told her the score. Just let her.
Yeah. That's a good one. So she's going to get a 5 now. Why? She's going to try. But I swear, if it's like yesterday, the person got a 1, she's like, I only got to get a 2.
Even if I did do that, why does it matter? So what?
Just get so flippant about it.
So?
It's like, I'm so good. Who cares? Here we go. Question number one for you, Miss Shelley. This former Disney star and How I Met Your Father actress posed nude for this month's issue of Women's Health.
Hillary Duff.
Yeah. The new season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiered last night on this network.
Oh, Bravo.
You were scared for a minute there.
I was. Yeah. I was like,
Which professional athlete signed a 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox Sports to be a lead NFL analyst?
Tom Brady.
Which is more than he makes playing football.
But he's still playing, right? Like, this isn't even happening yet. This is later.
At least for another year, maybe two. Uh-huh. And, but, yeah, I got to get when I'm out.
God,
so it's all
nice.
Good.
Wow.
Which Friends actress will reportedly be the last guest on The Ellen Show 19 years after she was the first?
Jennifer Aniston.
And I guess that's already wrapped, right? They already filmed it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So she's done.
Yeah, they did already film it.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer person. And an Andy Warhol silkscreen of this late icon, whose real name is Norma Jean, sold for a record-breaking $195 million. What is she better known as?
Marilyn Monroe.
That's right. Nice job. That's a 5 right there. Hannah, you should be very proud of yourself, though. I mean, a 4 is a really good score.
Yeah, that is.
Thank you.
I'm going to offer you a consolation prize, which I normally don't do, but I want to.
Oh.
Would you like to go to the Chicago Fire game, you and 4 friends for Polish Heritage Night, in case you were wondering about that. That's on Saturday. Pride in the Park, you can see the Chainsmokers, Alesso, Dea. That's on June 25th and 26th, or Swedish House Mafia at the UC. What would you like? You can have your choice.
You know what? I'm Polish, so let's go for Chicago Fire tickets.
Yeah.
You know what? That's good. Paulina's got tickets. You might see her there.
That's
celebrating
right.
her Polish heritage. So this is exciting.
I'll bring Marta.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh,
Marta, Queen of Poland.
You better get some security because she's world famous.
Yeah, they always spot her at Shop and Save at Archer. No, they really do.
I believe that.
That's awesome.
And Marta's like, no autographs, no autographs, please.
Just trying to get my ham. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
All the paparazzi.
Trying to get the hot dog. The raw hot dog.
Ham.
Oh yeah, the ham.
Hannah, hang on 1 second. Have an amazing day, and we'll get you that. Get you those fire tickets, all right?
Gotcha. Do I need to say anything about a gorilla?
Oh yeah. You know what? I just got so distracted giving you free things. No. But yeah, please. No, go. You. Hey, it's the Hannah Show. Go ahead, please. By all means.
Yeah. Right. Hi, my name is Hannah from Lincoln Park. I did not wait. Oh,
I got showed up on the showdown.
That's good. Oh, I got showed up on the showdown. I was going to say the other one.
Yeah.
And I cannot hang with a gorilla.
Fantastic. Nice. Look at you. You're the best all around. Nurse, great player, good score. You knew what to do. You know how to host the show. You're filling in for me next time I'm on vacation, okay?
Queen.
Sounds like a plan.
Hold on 1 second, Hannah. Have a great day. Shelly, what's coming up on your show? It's 10 to noon on 103.5 FM megahertz for that ad.
Yes. I'm wondering what you would think of me if I bought these new disposable diapers from Goop that are lined with virgin alpaca wool and amber gemstones for the baby. What do you think?
Sounds like it would hurt the nether region. Alpaca wool?
Yeah, virgin alpaca wool.
I don't think I want any wool down there.
And stones? And stones and amber gemstones. It's crazy. So, yeah, I'll talk more about that. And then also Lala tickets and lots of other tickets, too.
I would think you got too much money. That's what I would think. All right, Shelly. Yeah. 10 to noon. Right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Let's see. Good news stories got them next. And the throwback throwdown. Name that tune battle. Kaylin climbing back in the game.
Yeah,
with a win last week. Win number 4 for her. Rufio may have 11, but that's okay. It's still quite competitive. And we'll play next.
Fred Show.
Turn it up.
Come on. Let's go.
Live from America's greatest city. Let me introduce you.
WKSC, Chicago.
103.5 KISS FM.
An iHeartRadio station.
It's the Fred Show.
All right, who wants in? Throwback Throwdown. Name that tune battle. 855-591-1035. We'll let you pick. Swedish House Mafia or Pride in the Park tickets for the winner. You could be called upon for a phone a friend. You got to know something about something. I'm throwing in all kinds of wild cards these days. You never know what I might play. I mean, I don't mean to stir the pot, but
yes, you do.
Of course, I do. One of the suits, the biggest suit, corner office suit, came in here and was highly insulted that there were some folks who didn't know who Bobby Brown was. Or the Bobby Brown Every Little Step. Like, really upset about that. Like, are you serious? He came in here, actually closed the door, and was like, are you serious?
My apologies.
Yeah, well.
I know who he is. I just didn't know that song.
Oof.
I'm sorry.
We're out here doing, I've said this for years, we're out here doing a public service. You know, if you know the songs, great. If you don't know the songs, you're learning. But really, it's to see how good you guys are.
Yeah.
And I'm having to dig deep, deep, deep now.
We've done thousands.
I don't think you guys realize we've done thousands of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this what?
Is this the same suit? I think we're, like, last week after Kaylin won. He only comes up to me when I lose, and he, like, throws it in my face.
It can't be that suit, because that suit, it wouldn't have been. It would have been the biggest suit.
That's what I'm saying. Was it the biggest suit?
It was the biggest
suit. The one who wanted the rule change.
Yeah.
The other suit didn't like that song.
Yes. Like, he's just like, walking down the hall, Rufio!
What other suit didn't like Bobby Brown?
You lost
our other boss.
Today. Yeah, I was just like,
when did he say that?
To all of us. I don't know. After the game.
He said he didn't like Bobby Brown?
No, he just was like, I wouldn't have known that. It's an old song.
Our boss, who's older than all of us, wouldn't know.
He was just saying it didn't belong.
I don't care what he thinks.
Yeah, no, that's
my game.
He didn't say it to you.
It's my game. Oh, we play it my way.
It's okay. Listen, I'm here to play. I love it.
See, now you're stirring the pod.
No, I'm not.
That was a pot stirring.
He asked which suit it was.
Yeah, well, I did ask which suit it was.
He asked me a question. Yes. I said it couldn't have been the other one.
She's stirring the pot.
No, truly, I don't want to. I'm good to go.
Good news stories in just a second. Yeah, you were. Fun fact in the entertainment report coming up.
Do you want me to tease it?
That's what we always do at this time, Kaylin.
You won't believe what kind of party Madonna threw. I can't even say the word. Well, maybe I can say the word in the report, but it is a wild one. Speaking of Madonna.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I know.
When are people going to realize I play by my own rules and I just
don't? See, this is why I didn't talk.
Well, you just did, though.
Fred Show is on 103.5.
You had to get that out there. You had to get it out there that someone didn't like my choice. You had to get it out there.
It was because Rufio asked. I was answering the question. I said it couldn't have been that suit.
Because the other guy crapped on my game.
He didn't call my...
Lock that door. Keep all of them out of here. They're all on my S list.
Listen,
today.
I'm on your team. It's okay.
It's my game. I'll do what I want.
Yes, it's all good.
It's my game.
Deep breath, everybody.
I make the rules.
Yes, we love it. I love your game. It's okay.
No, I'm just saying I find it funny that the one suit we Fred and I were talking about only comes up to me when I lose. Like, he's like, oh, I can't believe you lost. But when I win, nothing.
Yeah, that's life.
Yeah.
That's literally life.
I mean, like, if you go on Jeopardy, let me ask you a question.
Oh, no.
Suits.
It's okay.
If you go on Jeopardy and you don't, and it's 17th century history, for which you were not alive, and you don't know, do you tell Mayan Bialik? Do you go?
You tell Merv Griffin?
Yeah. Do you go? You know, I don't. This happened way before I was born. I don't think I have to know this. So I think we should negate the whole category.
Listen, it's your game. You pick the songs. It's
you guys.
Okay.
Not you guys, but the people who are listening. The stuff they pick on around here is unfreaking believable.
It's okay.
Unfreaking believable.
You need a hug.
I'm telling you, some days I'm glad those windows don't open, you know? Because it's like...
No! Stop it!
Are you serious right now?
It's just a game. It's all good. It's all good. You okay?
It's like you make a whole PowerPoint presentation at work. You make a whole PowerPoint. It's beautiful. It's perfect. You close the account. You sold it. And someone's like, I didn't like, you know, I would have preferred maybe a different shade of red on that background there.
I prefer circle graphs to bar graphs.
Everyone can have
an opinion. We closed the deal. It's the number one radio show in Chicago.
Ooh. What?
I noticed on Jeopardy today we were doing 1960s sports trivia, baseball. I never played baseball, so I don't think I should have to answer these questions. And by the way, can I tell you something else? And I'm going to say it right now. You should, if you're in the music industry, you should know Bobby Brown, Every Little Step. And that goes with that. That's on the list of like the top 50 songs you should know.
And that's the hill you're going to die on.
Well, even Jason didn't know either. So don't let me take all the smoke.
Well, I did not know.
Then everybody should be ashamed.
I'm so ashamed.
You should be ashamed.
Everyone's allowed to have preferences, opinions. I don't like 80s music. I wasn't around.
89.
So it's not nostalgic.
Now you're stretching.
I'm just saying, it's just not. But you know that vibe, like with the sax and the trumpets and the. It's just
that's
not my
vibe.
But that's okay, and I love that for you. Like, we have different vibes. It's okay.
A little New Jack vibe.
It's all good.
I hope today has so much Bobby Brown.
It's going to be only reason. Bobby.
Guess what? It's all Bobby Brown.
Can you name another Bobby Brown song?
My Prerogative.
There you go.
No!
Which I think is older. I think that's...
Made popular by Miss Britney Spears.
Britney Spears did that.
Okay.
That's all she knows.
It doesn't matter how you know.
I knew that.
That's Britney's song.
It doesn't matter how you know.
It's okay. It's okay.
I love it here.
I love it.
My God. There's just some... Do you ever have a day at work? Do you ever have a day at work where you're just like, are you serious right now? Like, are you serious right now?
All the time.
Every day.
And that was a rhetorical question to everyone listening. Were you just, are you, like, no, you can answer, of course, but it's just like, are you, like, you go to work, or someone writes you an email, or you get a memo, and you're like, really? Like, that's your takeaway? Really?
Yeah.
Feels good.
I think I'm gonna start working from home again. And by home, I mean Hawaii.
Like Bahamas?
Where are you at right now?
I'm in Bermuda right now.
Okay.
No, trust me, I'm in this room with y'all. And you're the only ones I like.
That's right.
All y'all, man. It's beautiful. A war zone. Apparently, once you walk out the room, it's a war zone.
It's beautiful.
And you got people talking behind your back. You
no,
know?
We don't.
Unbelievable.
Brad, it's
unbelievable.
A game. We love each
this
other.
This is unbelievable. No, in this room,
it.
We do. You know, it's us against the world. Isn't that romantic?
Please don't get
a Britney Spears song, too.
It's us against the world. Hopefully, the song was after 2007 or.
It's all right. It's all right. There's
you want to know something else?
Sure. I'm in the mood today.
This guy's going to be like, oh, a song from 1990 that was too old. But yet, we're supposed to win with people way older than us in the ratings. We're supposed to appeal to every damn person in this town. But yet, we're only supposed to play songs that...
Listen, if you want to play 80s in your game, you play 80s in your game.
Kayla, get the nurse in here. I need to be tranquilized.
Oh, my gosh.
We have the nurse on staff.
Get
the blow gun out with the darts that they use to tranquilize animals like in Africa or whatever. Get that out and blow it at me right now.
No, do we need to update the Feels Good music, too? Because that's a little outdated.
You guys. Oh, God, that's older than Bobby Brown.
Guys. It's just a game. It's okay.
Do you guys understand what I deal with here? Do you understand what I deal with? You know what? Someday, if they ever induct me into the Hall of Fame, he's off my thank you list. He's off.
Bobby Brown?
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby Brown. That's my walk-up music. Every little step I take.
That would be shocking.
Away from this building.
You love your 80s, and I love that for you.
In retirement. 89!
What's 80s? Fred, just own it. Own it. Say you're an 80s girl. Like, just own it.
Say you don't know good music. Say it. Say it for me, Caleb. I don't know good music.
Let's do 70s rock. I would nail that.
See?
Me too. Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Open the floodgates, Fred.
Can you imagine what? Oh God!
Come on.
This is why I leave when the show's over.
I know.
I don't need this.
The flamingos.
Oh yeah.
Richie Valens.
Go.
I will.
It's never good enough. Never good enough.
That is not what he said.
It's never good. Dude, it's a happy story. Kaylin, do one, please.
Okay. All right.
Feels good. 1986.
You're starting to scare me. Don't shave your head. Okay.
I'm leaving here immediately.
Actually, this story made me cry. So this will be really
great. My head's so ugly, too, Kaylin. It would just look terrible if I shaved my head.
Okay, I love you. This is going to be really awesome for you to hear. It's also about where you're from. So a group of 63 third graders in Phoenix were offered full ride to college from Arizona's Rostatsi Foundation. I don't know. I hope that's how you say it, which is a private family foundation. A decade ago, it was offering full state college scholarships to 84 third graders at Avondale's Michael Anderson School in AZ. Do you know Avondale?
I do.
You do? Okay.
Of course I know Avondale.
The late chemist Ference E. Rostatsi, I think.
Sounds right. Yeah.
Who founded the organization in 2005.
Just do what I do. Say it with confidence. Okay. If you don't know it, just say it with confidence.
And introduced the College Promise program in 2012. So students in disadvantaged areas could attend state college. His family now runs the foundation. And after hearing success stories that they decided to repeat his gift, the superintendent actually broke the news to the students and parents at what they thought was just a regular schmegler assembly. Every single parent broke down in tears of joy, and many said that they couldn't even imagine saving enough for a four-year program. The family says another group of third graders will be surprised with free rides to college next month. The foundation is working to awarding the scholarships to 2 elementary schools per year. So imagine being in elementary school and you already know that your college is going to be paid for.
I imagine being those people's parents. Man, they go into Miami every weekend. They partying. It's like, forget about that. That's like $300,000 that you thought you were going to have to spend on college or whatever.
It's so cool. And they didn't think they were going to be able to.
Man, now you're out here just going to the outlet mall every weekend. Yes, Rufio.
This is the reverse of Scott's tots on The Office. Oh. Hey, Mrs. Scott, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Make my dream come true. He promised those third graders full college ride and then became seniors and he's like, here's some laptop batteries.
Oh. God, nice story.
That was a deep cut. I forgot about that.
One of the most cringiest episodes in all of The Office.
There are so many, though. Like, now when on TikTok every now and again, they'll, like, someone puts clips of The Office up, and I'll watch and go, this would never, nobody would ever get away with this today. Ever. This is a very cool story. Scientists believe that they can now create new hearing cells that can overcome deafness caused by aging. It's considered a major hurdle in reversing hearing loss. The gene discovery allows the production of inner or outer ear hair cells. Hearing loss due to aging, noise, certain cancer therapy, drugs, antibiotics. That's why I lost the hearing in my left ear, by the way, when I was a little kid. I had meningitis. Has up until now been seen as irreversible when there is a death of such cells, which develop in the embryo and don't reproduce. But scientists have discovered a single master gene that can change ear cells into either outer or inner sensory hair ones. The outer hair cells expand and contract in response to the pressure of sound waves and amplify sound for the inner hair cells. Nonetheless, this could have a huge impact on people, older people, again, people who have been sick and had antibiotics and the rest of it. So I don't know. Maybe it applies to me. I'm not sure. I don't even know what it would feel like to be able to hear out of two ears. I can't hear. I can't remember ever being able to hear out of two ears. Just the right one works.
Did you have to do those like hearing tests in school? You know, where you go into that weird.
I can't do it. Like I can't because it's like, I don't know if I'm, if it's, you put the headphones on, right? And you're supposed to say, right ear, left ear, this is what I hear, or whatever else. But, like, if they turn up really loud in my left ear, I'll hear it in my right ear. So what I don't know is it really loud in my left ear or really faint in my right ear? I can't do those tests. It doesn't, yeah.
Do you have to tell them when you went to get a driver's license?
No.
You have to take that same test,
no,
right?
No, I never took that. You don't take a hearing test for a driver's license.
Oh, no, that's just a vision
they
one.
They do a vision
test. Yeah, the lights on the left and right. That's true.
Yeah.
Which kind of grosses me out because your face is touching the same one everybody else's yeah. face is touching.
Yeah, there's a lot of gross stuff.
Even for your pilot's license, though, they either make you do that or the regulation says they can speak to you at a normal speaking level. And if you respond, then you pass the hearing test.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I had to look that technicality up because I was like, oh, I'll never be able to fly. I'll never pass that hearing test. Or I'll just guess and get lucky. But no. Anyway. Thank you for that. I don't feel better, but for now, throwback throwdown. Can't wait to hear input on that one. It's next. Stay here. Fred Show. Imagine Dragons 821. The Fred Show is now 103.5 Kiss FM, Chicago's number one hit music station. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play the throwback throwdown. I am your host, the great DC. I saw Fred in the hallway. He looked pissed.
Ooh, thank God you're in here.
Yeah.
That dude, he said he's leaving and never coming back. That's what he said.
I'm so happy to see you, Dick.
That's what he said.
You better check your chopper. Might not be there when you get done here.
Yeah, he might fly it away. My goodness. He was very upset, yeah. Who gave him all the caffeine this morning? I think that's part of the problem. All right, guys, it's our Name That Tune battle, our test of wills of music knowledge from the experts. We have Kalen today, we have Jason Brown, we have Rufio, we have Paulina, and our at-home players. Let's see how this goes. We have Taylor and Bartlett. Hello, Taylor.
Hi.
Taylor! Kalen's your player today.
Hello.
In the Throwback Throwdown.
Hi, babe.
Welcome.
Hey.
Glad you're here. Thea is up next. Hi, Thea. How you doing? Thea?
Arthea?
Thea.
Sorry, hello.
Hi, Thea. Rufio is your player in the game.
Yeah.
How's your 80s music history?
I hope it's good, because guess what? I just pivoted. It's all 80s in honor of Fred.
You know, I
may even go
50s.
Oh, no.
Love the 50s.
But here, it's not whether you like the song or not. It's whether you know
it. I'm aware.
It.
I did it.
No, we got this, Theo.
You won the week.
I'm sorry. I said I was sorry. I didn't know it.
You don't have to be sorry. Becky. Hi, Becky. And Monster, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Nobody in this room ever has to be sorry. Except when you have to be sorry.
Yeah.
Becky, good morning. Welcome. Paulina is your player.
Hello.
Let's go, Paulina.
Okay, let's go, good. Girl.
And then finally we have Matt on the south side. Hi, Matt. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Fred?
Hey, man. Thanks so much for listening. Jason Brown's your player today.
All right, let's go, Jason. You got this.
Yes, for the boys. What's up? All right,
for the boys, yeah.
South side.
You can't do it for me. South side?
South side.
My man. All right.
Just hung up.
No, he's into it. He just told me that. All right, so I'm going to mute the at-home players. Rufio with 11 wins this year. Kalen with 4. And Paulina and Jason each with 1. Your name is your buzzer. All decisions by me, the great DC, are final. The prize today, Swedish House Mafia or Pride in the Park tickets. You get to pick which one you want to see. Okay. Guys, ready?
Yes.
Song number 1. Throwback Throwdown. Rufio.
Alice DJ, Better Off
5,
Alone.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Wow, right. Cool.
Nice job.
Yeah. I need that smoke. Cheese crust.
One for Rufy.
Talk to me.
Here's a bit of a stumper for you. I think I know who will know this, but a bit of a stumper for you from 1986. Here's one from 1960. Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yes, queen.
Jason's like, you promise?
For the boys on the South Side.
Yeah. This is for my boys and boys. Come
on.
Halston. Steam works.
Diana Ross is a legend.
She's a
Roscoe. You ready?
He is. I told him I got a plan and I'm gonna.
Oh my God, Jason.
Wait. I don't
need it. This is a tricky one. In my way. But if you talk with your hands and we can negotiate. I'll just keep moving my body. Need a guess, guys. This is a hard one.
Jason, it's you. It's your client.
I know, but
this is a really hard one, actually. She wrote songs for Katy Perry. I'll tell you that
Rufio.
Much.
Rufio. Oh.
Yeah, Rufio.
Bonnie McKee?
Five. Four.
Moving my body?
Oh, my God. So close, though.
Oh. Oh.
I'm actually very impressed.
Kaylin. Bonnie McKee, moving.
Nope. Nope. He was close on one part.
Yeah.
Not the whole thing.
Oh. Paulina.
Oh, God.
Bonnie McKee.
It's not some variation
you know
of moving. I'll stop you right now.
Your body.
Or body. Not some variation of body or moving. Any guesses?
No
just
idea.
Just try.
Jason.
Yeah.
Bonnie McKee.
Enter Sandman.
I don't know.
Enter Sandman. That's
moving
a great one by Bonnie McKee.
I have no idea. No. I'm going to kick myself.
Bonnie McKee.
Lovely.
American Girl.
Oh, yes.
And you'll hear why. I'll just keep moving my body.
I'm always ready to party. This is a good song.
You know the hook. It's a great song.
She performed the Castaways for us. And I'll
never say I'm oh, sorry. Yeah. Yes, yeah. That's right.
For this wow. song.
Can you see how she wrote for Katy Perry?
Yep.
This song. Yeah. All right.
Jason.
We're moving on now.
I'm
Jason,
ashamed of you.
I'm ashamed
you
let me down there on that one, guys. Okay. Song number three. Kaylin has
zero.
Oh, Rufio has one? Yeah. Kaylin has zero. I just wanted to remind you. Here's a Bobby Brown song for you.
Rufio. Wasting My Time by.
Five. Four. Three.
Disturbed?
Two, no.
Wasting my time. Stained?
No. Right there. Any guesses? Any guesses? 5, 4, 3, 2.
You guys guessed one of those bands.
I know it now.
Default.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good one.
Default.
Wow.
Rufio won. Nobody else has a point. Five songs left. Throwback Throwdown. Fred Show. D. Cheesecrest, the host, with the most.
Rufio. Let It Rock, Kevin Rudolph.
Correct.
Featuring Lil Wayne.
That is correct. That's 2 for Rufio.
Wayne's World.
Wheezy. How many songs are left?
4 songs left. So 2 for Rufio, 4 songs left. Everybody has a phone a friend. Rufio with 11 wins so far this year, Kaylin with 4. Just reminding you, you can climb back in this game.
I doubt it.
Okay. Rufio. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Tell me love, Mandy Moore.
No.
No!
Kaylin.
Show me love. Robin S.
Oh, no! Robin. I did it again!
Paulina.
Robin, show me love?
Yes.
Every time, Kaylin.
Kaylin. Not to be confused with Robin S.
Show me love, which is a banger.
Robin. This is a banger, too.
Every time.
I love this song. I love all these pop songs. Done. It's one for Paulina, two for Rufy.
I got you.
Three songs left.
Three songs.
Anybody can win. Throwback, throwdown. Kaylin.
Phone a friend.
Ooh,
okay.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. Phone a friend. Taylor. You there, Taylor? And only Taylor.
I didn't hear it.
I'm going to play you some more. Taylor and only Taylor.
Looking up, you said it wasn't good enough, but still we're trying one more time.
Need a guess, guys?
Taylor, do you have a guess? I think I might know it.
Mm-hmm. Count it down, Fred.
Five.
Well, I know it. I was just trying
four,
to.
Three.
Oh, man.
So guess.
I think it's In Too Deep by Sun 41.
It is. Correct. Nice job.
Maybe we're just trying.
That's all right, Taylor. One, Paulina one, Rufio two.
You can't use your phone a friend now because you would win, right?
I guess I can't. I'm
two
out.
Two songs remaining. Throwback, throwdown.
Paulina.
That's oh my god.
Five.
Nelly Furtado.
Four.
Timbaland.
That is
The Way I Am. The Way I Is.
No, no, none of that.
Rufio.
It's
Timbaland, The Way I Are.
That's correct.
Featuring Carrie Hilton.
That is correct. The Way I Are. Yeah.
The Way I Am. I know.
That's a win for Rufy. Win number 12.
That's awesome. What else is
new? You still got one win?
What did you say?
I don't need something or the car keys.
Cheese.
Oh, that sounded dirty.
No, baby, I don't girl. Need the cheese or the car keys.
Here's the last song.
That's what she says?
Yeah. Nobody needs it anymore, but.
Oh my god.
Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah. Oh,
Pretty Baby?
Nope.
No. Vanessa Carlton.
Just a day.
Ordinary day.
Yeah.
Ordinary day.
Oh, I love this song.
It's not a bad song.
I love it.
Miles is the one that everyone talks about, but this is a good song. I never knew that one. That means the winner is Thea. Thea, would you like?
I did. You did
what?
Absolutely nothing.
That's okay. Nothing. Sometimes you don't have to. Do you want to go see the Chainsmokers?
I want to win something.
Well, hold on.
Who is that?
We got seven people talking right now.
Taylor.
Sounds like every other day around here. Okay, do you want Pride in the Park tickets, Chainsmokers, or do you want Swedish House Mafia tickets? Which ones do you want? And that is for Thea and only Thea.
Let's go, Swedish House Mafia.
Let's go.
Okay, good choice. You win. Everybody,
sorry,
hold
Taylor.
On. You can negotiate with Owner Boner about that. You guys can speak business later. Nice job, though. Well done, everybody. It's win number 12 for Rufio.
Yeah.
12.
Is this Robin S?
I love Robin S.
I do.
also a good song, but not the right song. The Entertainment Report's next.
1035 Kiss FM. The latest entertainment news is on The Fred Show.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers have dropped out of performing at the Billboard Music Awards, and both MGK and Dan and Shay have been added. Love them both. No word on why the Chili Peppers dropped out, but both MGK and Dan and Shay are nominated for awards this year, so it kind of makes sense. There will be lots of country and rock representation, but I hope everyone in the Chili Peppers is okay. I love them. Britney Spears and Rihanna have gotten real close, you guys. I love it. That is a cute friendship. Britney's one of Riri's biggest fans, so as soon as the news broke that she was expecting, she sent her a huge gift basket.
Precipitation.
Basket?
Price and precipitation may vary.
A gift basket?
Massachusetts.
I swear, I'm not drunk. I don't know why I can't say basket.
Send a basket.
I know. I'm not on
post. Send a basket for a car.
I know. I kind of wish I was drunk. She hit her back to say please thank you. And they've been messaging ever since. Oh, my God. Now that Britney's expecting two, they're bonding all over again and making plans to eventually get together. Isn't that cute, Fred?
A gasket?
Oh, yeah. A gas basket?
I'm going to blow a gasket.
Send her a gas mask.
Blow a cat can.
That's wild.
I know. There was a gas mask in the gasket.
If a friend of mine sent me a gasket and a gas mask, I would assume that there was some sort of pending impending danger.
Right. I told you, talking is not my strong suit.
Is it a Fenty gas mask and gasket?
Now, that would be sick. I would rock a Fenty gas mask.
If she wore a gas mask, then 1,000 people would later on that day. If Rihanna wore a gas mask, same with Kanye. If Kanye walked out of the house in a gas mask, everybody else would wear one too.
Absolutely. That would have been sick for COVID. Like, instead of a mask, I could have been, like, fine with it. So this
they're scary to me. There's no good time to wear a gas mask.
It's never an opportunity. Speak for yourself, because I like it.
There's no situation in which wearing a gas mask is a good one. Like, think about it. Like, not only are they scary looking, but, like, there's no time in your life where putting that on is like, this is a great moment.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've never thought about that, but that's a good point.
That's what I'm here for. Thank you.
This is a story I tease. So Dirty Dancing star Jennifer Grey shared a really wild but weird Madonna story during a recent interview, and I just, like, had to tell someone. So she said, I had been just broken up with. I was really sad. I didn't know any boys because I had been with one person for so many years. It was my birthday. It was my 28th birthday. And Madonna said, well, I want to throw you a party at Canal Bar. And she said, but I don't know any boys to invite. So Madonna said, you invite the girls, I'll invite the boys. And Madonna told her it would be a, quote, slut party. Turns out that means that no one can bring anybody with them. Even if you're in a relationship, you're not allowed to bring someone, and everyone must drink martinis. So if
it's called a swingers party.
Yeah, well,
she was well before her time, I think.
Yeah, if you want to have one, those are the two elements. You can't come with anyone, and you need to drink martinis, if you were wondering. Right. And real quick, for Selling Sunset fans, Christine Quinn is dropping her book next week. I know Jason loves her. She's kind of the villain of the show. More to check out online today. Speaking of Madonna, she dropped a 3D photo of her nether regions. It's an NFT.
Oh.
And now I know what that looks like. Also, Anita looks amazing on the cover of Billboard. That's on FredShowRadio.com.
An NFT.
Yeah.
I still don't understand all that.
It's like a GIF. It looks like a GIF that you just keep. I don't know.
It shows a tree coming out of it.
Whoa.
Like, it shows it, and then a tree grows from it.
I saw a clip yesterday of some guy that was on, like, Jimmy Fallon or something, and he's got someone just paid $10 million for his NFT. He's an artist. And it's like, I don't understand. I mean, I get it. Like, you've got real life. You know, people would pay something. They would pay for $10 million for a real life piece of art, so why not a virtual one? But it's like, what am I going to do with that?
Right.
Can you make money off it?
Well, yeah, you sell it, I guess. Yeah. But I just don't know why I would buy that. I mean, I guess if simply for the exchange of currency, then fine. But, like, if I'm going to buy $10 million, if I'm going to buy a $10 million piece of art, I at least want to be able to, like, always look at it.
Right.
Not pull it up on my iPad and be like, look what I bought. I mean,
Fred's Fun Facts.
I just don't get it. But I guess you can hang your $10 million art in your $10 million fake house and... with your $10 million fake life in the metaverse, I have enough trouble with this life. I don't need another one. And I certainly don't need to be spending money on another one. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact of the day, the fun fact. This is quickly becoming the most popular radio segment in the world. your heartbeat syncs to the rhythm of the music that you are listening to. Music is said to be linked with unconscious responses in the body. One of those unconscious responses is the syncing of cardiac rhythms to the music one listens to. Music has also been shown to alter heart rate and blood pressure in individuals.
Mm.
Look at that.
That's pretty interesting.
Oh, thank you.
I get the goosebumps sometimes from good music.
Oh, I thought from my fun fact is when you got
the Fred Show.
It's the Fred Show on 103.5 Kiss FM.
Oh.
This is what's trending.
Boy Ryan Lee over there at does the overnights. He does wake up or stay up. He's the lead into the Fred Show.
Yes.
And he's also the White Sox, one of the White Sox hosts along with Alyssa. But we need to get this guy hydrated. We need to get this guy some Gatorade. Get him one of those Camelbacks. You know what I'm saying? Like the backpack with the water. Because yeah. It's 90 degrees outside and we got White Sox games going on. Humid, 90 degrees. This guy's out there, you know, giving stuff away, doing stuff on the big screen. We need to get him a Camelback.
And he's got to wear black.
Too. I know. Got to make sure he stays hydrated. I'm worried about this guy. Because like yesterday, for example, it was because of COVID-19, but the Cleveland Guardian-Chicago White Sox game was postponed. But I worry about these guys. It's really hot out there.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah. The and they don't have any kind of... I mean, I don't know. Maybe they should have like a shorts option for baseball players. You know what I mean? Maybe they should have like a... You know?
I think that would, if they're sliding, they would get, well, you know, bruises. And yeah.
It wouldn't look as professional.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm worried about these guys. Very hot outside.
Aw.
Yeah. Especially our friend Ryan Lee.
Yeah, we can't look forward to not having him come to work.
Right. You're not worried about the players. You're just worried about Ryan Lee.
I just said that, though. Okay. I think they should have shorts for the players. I feel like, my goodness, it's warm outside. You know?
My goodness.
You little
Midwesterner?
Yeah, my goodness.
Why don't you be like Bobby Boucher and be like their water boy, Adam Sandler style?
Yeah, if I were going to be a water boy, I would choose... I'd go back to my ball boy days, I think, in the NBA. I'd be a water boy for the Bulls. So if I had to choose which one, I don't want to be hot either. I ain't trying to be out there running around. I'm not getting paid $80 million and I still got to sweat? No. No.
But they look good when they're sweating.
Hey.
Let me tell you.
That's the thing about baseball that kind of throws me off is you might stand for 8 innings and then all of a sudden have to run your ass off. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's at least in the NBA and stuff. I mean, granted, it's fatiguing, but at least in the NBA, you're like constantly exerting yourself. So you're like constantly mentally in the game. You know what I mean? But like these dudes might stand in the outfield, like the left fielder, he might stand there for 8 innings and do absolutely nothing. And then at the split second, he's got to be focused enough to like run and catch a ball. That's wild. That's hard. I think that's hard.
Pay me the same money. I'll do the same
thing. Yeah,
I would be thinking about like my grocery list. And I don't know. If I'm just standing out there, the ball never gets hit to me, I'd be like, God, what am I going to do later? What's for dinner? You know what? I don't know. I got some emails to write. I got some stuff to do.
Like paying attention the whole game. I mean, you got to see like there's.
Well, I understand, but like strategy. How easy would it be for you just to sort of drift off into some other land?
Oh, yeah. I'm constantly drifting.
Because you're way out everything. There. I mean, at least if you're like at first base, the ball's always getting thrown to you. So you really can't stop focusing. But if you're center field, I mean, you may catch one fly ball the whole game. But and so you're just out there. I think it would be hard. I would need to be on severe ADD meds.
Nah, the money they're making, I could focus.
You say that. But I would also need to have a lot of hand-eye coordination I don't have and skill and athleticism as well. So it will never happen. Toymaker Mattel announced a new addition to its Barbie doll line, a version that includes a behind-the-ear hearing aid device. This is pretty awesome. The addition is part of the company's Fashionista Barbie line, which Mattel says reflects its commitment to promoting diversity and inclusion with the iconic dolls. A Canadian lawmaker's making news today. He was caught logging into a closed parliamentary session from the toilet. I assume while pooping. He's a Liberal Party member in a hybrid session of parliament, joined a Zoom-like feed visible only to other parliamentarians, but people grew suspicious of his surroundings. Turns out that he was actually on the toilet during this very important meeting. They're calling this an unfortunate event that arose from a lapse in judgment. Hey, look, man, the law doesn't stop, you know? And so... And neither does...
Going number two.
Exactly. Exactly. You go, you go. You know, he probably could have cut the camera off, but, you know, these things happen.
Listen, as my favorite book says, everybody poops.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just a tremendous book. The largest white diamond to ever come up for auction has been sold for $21.9 million in Geneva. It's a 228-carat pear-shaped gemstone dubbed the Rock. Came from South Africa. The Rock is about the size of a golf ball and was previously worn as a lavish Cartier necklace by its former owner. It's, I guess, perfect in its symmetrical pear-shaped form, one of the rarest gems ever to be sold at auction. A $20 million necklace for somebody. Wear that thing out. Hell no.
Mm-mm.
I don't care how much money you have. Even Jeff Bezos, whatever, his wife, girlfriend, whoever that lady is, from Fox News or whatever. Wasn't he dating some, like, Republican lady?
I thought
Garfoyle
she was on, like,
or whatever her name was?
CBS. Like, Garfunkel? Who?
I thought she was a right-wing lady. Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong... Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos' girlfriend, he's worth however many billions of dollars, hundreds of billions. If she's wearing a $20 million necklace and somebody swipes that, I'm still mad about it. That's a lot of money.
$20 million to Jeff Bezos is like $100, is $100 to me.
I would still... It's a lot of damn money. And plus, you know how I feel about some of these gemstones, like some of the stuff that is so huge. If it's really, really monstrous, unless you are wealthy, I assume it's fake. Even with some people's engagement rings. So I go out and buy these gigantic rocks.
Yes.
And I'm like, that doesn't even look real. That looks like costume jewelry. But yet you spent half of your life savings on that thing. That's just my two cents on it.
His girlfriend has worked for Fox a lot. She's hosted some TV shows. Lauren Sanchez.
Oh, I was thinking of somebody else.
Fox's Good Day LA Extra.
Oh, I was thinking of a Trumper staff lady. I don't know why I was thinking about that. Anyway, sorry, I stand corrected. Let's come back. We'll do Waiting by the Phone. I got Pride in the Park tickets. I got a trip to LA, Wango Tango. We got some money, $1,000 to pay for gas all next.
Fred Show.
Turn it up.
Come on. Let's go.
Live from America's greatest city.
Let me introduce you.
WKSC, Chicago.
103.5 KISS FM.
An iHeartRadio station.
It's the Fred Show.
Morning, everybody. How y'all doing? Fred Show is on. It's 9:05. Hi, Kaylin.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hey, can I say I'm allowed to say gorgeous back?
Yes,
gorgeous.
We are friends. You're allowed to say I'm gorgeous.
That's good. I've
every
seen...
second of every day.
Okay, good. I've had to watch. I shouldn't say I personally. We have all had to watch a lot of harassment videos, so I'm worried about it. Me personally, they put me in a room each day for 45. Every single day, I have to walk out and watch a harassment video just to prevent any.
you can call me gorgeous. That's okay.
There have been some other issues in the marketplace, so each day they make Fred go and get training.
They hold your little eyeballs open. Right.
Every single day I walk out into a private meeting where I'm instructed on what I should not do the next day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they teach you how to hug. Right. They teach you how to hug around here.
Yeah. Saying nice rack, I would say probably not, but you look gorgeous. That's fine.
I would never say such a thing. I would never say nice rack.
Oh, what a great song.
Oh, wow.
Let's see what's coming up here. $1,000, some gas money, Waiting by the Phone's coming up.
Vintage.
Entertainment report as well. Are we out of Wango Tango trips? We already doing.
Oh no, there's one.
Okay, good. We got one coming up. We got Wango Tango trips coming up. Let me see here. I got some talkbacks before we move on.
Yeah.
I'm walking out. Talk back on the iHeartRadio app. Fred Show, South on the South Side.
You guys should make Rufio's explanation of the left lane. You guys should make it a sound on Instagram or Facebook, whatever, so we can share it. Send it out in a mass email. You know, we gotta let these people know, because, man, I feel that.
Dude, that guy's driving. Yeah, you can hear the turn signal.
Should he be driving?
I think he's driving away from the dispensary. This concerns me a little bit. Be careful out there.
He's not doing the left lane. Yeah. I think he's going 70.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Doing 30.
Yeah. That dude, he just left Sunnyside. Be careful, King. What's the sound he's referring to?
My blog about...
I know the blog, but like what specifically?
Just get out of the left lane.
Right. Oh, okay. I was going to say that was like a 10-minute rant, so I don't know. Which part he'd like to make into it.
I can smell the weed from the phone.
I can too.
I'm
That's
high.
Funny, Rufio.
No.
He thinks he's going 70, but he ain't going 70. Here, another one.
Fred, about the gas mask. Yes, absolutely never a good time to wear that. When the pandemic first started, my husband needed to get a haircut, and he forgot his mask. So he had kind of, it looks like a gas mask, but it was like for painters.
Oh, yeah.
So he's sitting in the barber, and the barber's like, do you really need to have this on? You look like something terrible is happening in here, and everyone should run.
Exactly.
So, yes, definitely never a good time to wear that.
Thank you. Thank you for that on the iHeartRadio app. I'm telling you, think about it. There's never a good time. It's not like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. Let me wear a gas mask. Like, no.
Anytime, like it's life-saving, but it's not a good situation, right?
Yeah, anytime those are coming out, it's not good stuff. $1,000 awaiting by the phone next on The Fred Show. Good morning. It's 103.5. Thank you for having us on. Billie Eilish, 103.5 KISS FM, Chicago's number one hit music station, Fred Show. Thank you, as always, for having us on today. iHeartRadio app, search for The Fred Show, fredshowradio.com. Fred Show Radio on Instagram, The Fred Show TikTok, it's all there. Showbiz Shelley is up next tomorrow, by the way. Friday Throwback Dance Party tomorrow. We got more Lala tickets tomorrow. I got a whole bunch of stuff. Pride in the Park, Swedish House Mafia, T-Pain tickets, Chicago Fire tickets for this weekend, trip to L.A. for Wango Tango, got some gas money tomorrow morning, new waiting by the phone, just tons of stuff. And Shelley, what do you have coming up until noon?
Yes, so I have also Lala passes and Pride in the Park passes and Chicago Fire tickets as well.
Any thoughts? You want to recap? Any thoughts on the program today?
The Throwback Throwdown, that was a good one today.
Oh, you
I
like
felt
that
like
one?
That was a good one. I did. I love Robin. I actually knew some of the songs today, so as we know, I'm terrible at that game. So
wow, what a relief.
I'm impressed with myself.
I'm glad everybody approved this week, God forbid.
No, I liked it. It was fun. Yeah, you were mad. You sound real mad. Are you okay? It's okay, buddy.
No. I'm always okay. You know, just sometimes you got to let it out. You know, sometimes you got to let it out. And
better than holding it in, yeah.
You know, I'm so grateful for employment here and the 13 listen to us and the success we've had. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're at the top or the bottom of the game. These guys will pick on you, and I don't like it. And I know it happens for a lot of people. They work. You know, you do your job better than anybody else, and then somebody who's never done it, they tell you how to do it.
I'm sorry. I didn't think that would upset you.
The most minute details. It's never like big picture stuff. Right. You know, it's like, yeah, I prefer a Venn diagram to that graph. Like, to your point, Rufio, it's like,
I like bar graphs instead of circle graphs.
Yeah, right. Well, that's a Venn diagram. Yeah. Circle graph. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
or
that.
Or a pie chart.
Oh, I love a pie chart.
You know, the Venn diagram is like the thing where and then the circles cross.
In the middle, yeah.
Yeah, and so maybe they like a Venn diagram around here, I prefer a pie chart. That's me. That's how I do things.
I prefer pie. Regular pie.
Yeah, that too. Thank you for that. Right. Shelley, I want you to have a great day and a great show. We'll all be here. We'll all be tuning in. Yeah. I'm gonna go home now, though, before anyone talks to me in the hallway.
Can you play Bobby Brown for your lunch break? Buddy?
Don't do it.
I don't know. Would I get in trouble, though?
Probably.
You're yelled at. Please. You're pregnant. They can't yell at you.
Well.
You're pregnant. Right. They can't yell at you.
Is that true?
Yeah, who's yelling at a pregnant lady?
That's a very good point, actually. That's a good point. Yeah. All right, Shells. Have a good one. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. Bye.